Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Reish Ayin, the Shulchan Aruch starts with the statement that Chanukah is a Yontif that's celebrated for 8 days. This is Chiddush number one, that there exists a Yontif of Chanukah, in addition to the Yomim Tovim that the Torah gave us, that Chachamim introduced many Yomim Tovim during the period of the Bais Sheni. These are all listed off in the Megillas Tainus. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Reish Ayin, the Shulchan Aruch starts with the statement that Chanukah is a Yontif that's celebrated for 8 days. This is Chiddush number one, that there exists a Yontif of Chanukah, in addition to the Yomim Tovim that the Torah gave us, that Chachamim introduced many Yomim Tovim during the period of the Bais Sheni. These are all listed off in the Megillas Tainus. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah sounds like it says that all of these Yomim Tovim and Megillas Tainus all revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. They all have to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the improvement of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, or the improvement of the Hakrovas HaKorbanos, or protecting the Beis HaMikdash from destruction. Whenever the Chashmonaim had a victory in battle, so they established the Yontif, not because you make a religious holiday over a military victory, but rather because there was a Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was being preserved by that military victory. So this was the Tzad HaShoveh, this is what it seems in the Gemara, this was the Tzad HaShoveh of all of the Yomim Tovim that the Chachamim introduced during the period of the Bais Sheni. They all had to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, Vahani Kihani, that after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then we observe Avelus over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Jews observed, they volunteered on their own during the 7 years of Golus Bavel to observe first day Shabbos of the Tammuz and Asar B'Tavis and some Gedalia and Tisha B'Av, and then later when they discussed it with the Navi Zacharias, he said he approved of it, and it was elevated to the level of Dibbe Kabbalah. Then it became endorsed. The Tanaisa became endorsed. And the Gemara says that the first days in the Yomim Tovim are connected with each other. They both revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is in the state of Churban, then you have to observe Avelus. Originally they volunteered the Avelus on their own as a minig, and then the Navi established it as a real din. And when the Beis HaMikdash is Bibinyana, then you have to celebrate over the fact that you have a Beis HaMikdash. According to the Ramban, a part of this idea of Yomim Tovim and Megillas Tainus is a din deraisa, he considers this one of the 613 mitzvahs, that whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, you should celebrate Chanukas HaBayis. Ramban HaChumash in the end of Parshas Nos, as well as in the Sefer Mitzvahs, counts this as one of the Targag Mitzvahs HaTorah. Whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, they didn't build so many Bat Mikdash. I mean, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they built the Mishkan and they celebrated, and then in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, it's recorded, Mishkan Shiloh doesn't say. In the days of Shlomo HaMelech, it's recorded in Melochim that they celebrated, Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim. Then it says, when Ezra Nechemi built the second Beis HaMikdash, they celebrated for 3 weeks, and then it says in the end of Yecheskel that Lasi Lavoi, third Beis HaMikdash will be built, the celebration, special celebration, will last for over half a year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until after Sukkot. There'll be a special celebration. Later, Poskim point out that they think that even when you build a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash, perhaps also the obligation to celebrate the Chanukah Sabai, some kind of celebration, may be Min HaTorah, because the Gemara in Megillah comments, on the Poskim, in Yecheskel, the Navi says he predicts B'Nevuah, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and the Jews will be sent into Golus Bavel, and Vo'ehi Lohem LaMikdash Miyad. Baruch Shalom is going to be kind to us, and he's going to let us have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says that Nevuah is alluding to Bat HaKnesiyos, Bat HaMidrashos, Shevi Bavel. The Samar Shayim understand that Kipshuta, that's what it really means, that the Din D'Oraisa, that all the Bat HaKnesiyos, Bat HaMidrashos in the whole wide world have a status of a mini Beis HaMikdash, HaMikdash Miyad, Min HaTorah. The Chayodim quotes this from the Yireim, and other Rishayim say like that. Rambam understands that's Min HaTorah. The Rana Megillah says that this idea, Mikdash Miyad, is only an Asmachta of the Rabbanah. So what does he understand is the Pshutu Shal Mikra? What is the Navi referring to? That's only an Asmach, I don't know. But other Rishayim understand that this Mikdash Miyad concept is a real Din D'Oraisa. And the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash all over the world is taka there, right? It's not the same level as a Beis HaMikdash, but a slightly lower level of Kedusha's HaMikdash Miyak. And that's why some poskim write that upon completion of the building of a shul, upon completion of the building of a Beis HaMedrash, the proper thing is menatara, to celebrate in some form or fashion or another the Chanukah Sabbath. That's according to the Ramban, the mitzvah menatara. According to the Rambam, it's not the... The Rambam doesn't consider it one of the Taryag mitzvahs in the Deiris. He holds that that was a Hirosha, and that was a Hirosha. Each one was only a Hirosha that the Moshe Rabbeinu was told specifically they should celebrate when they built the Mishkan. Shlomo HaMelech was told that. Even the Ramban agrees that the details are Hirosha. How many days to celebrate, whether 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or half a year, the detail, how many karbonis and who should bring karbonis and where the karbonis and the Kodesh HaKadosh and Neichel. Where the Kabbalah should be brought, the details are surely Hayru Ashur. But the Rambam holds that the whole institution of Chanukah Sabbais is a Hayru Ashur. But nonetheless, that's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Yamim Tov Mamigilas Tainus are all about. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that despite the fact there was a Machlekes Satanoim and a Machlekes Samoraim going on for years and years, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that despite the fact that all of the other holidays in the Megillas Tainus, we pass on halacha that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they were all bottled. Because what is there to celebrate at that? Once the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of Churban, the other rabbi is supposed to observe Avelis. There is nothing to celebrate about. The two exceptions to the rule, the two holidays that still are observed, despite the fact that they were instituted initially in connection with the Beis HaMikdash, and now the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of destruction. So the two holidays that are observed are Chanukah and Purim. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Why should that be so? Manish Tana Chanukah and Purim from all the other Yom Tovim, that all the other Tovim are bottled after the Churban Habayis, and Chanukah and Purim still remain. What is the essence of the Yomim Tovim and the Megillas Tainus? So the Shulchan Aruch just says Hesped v'Tainus. You're not permitted to deliver a Hesped, and you're not permitted to be Misan unless it's a Tainus Chaloyim. The Gemara says Tainus Chaloyim, one fasts. If a person has a terrible, frightening dream, so if he's not frightened, let him wake it up. Let him wake up and shake it off and just laugh it away and shut. Not before he fits. But if a person is shaken by the dream, someone told me just yesterday he had a dream that he's dying and his mother's dying. So I asked him, is he worried about it? So he said, yes, he's very worried about it. So he's worried, so the din says you have to fit. If you're not worried, so then you don't have to fit. So the din that you have to, you're mechuyev to fast if you are nervous, if you are concerned about the dream. The Gemara says that even, and the Gemara says that it's preferable to fast on the same day on which you had the dream, preferable not to postpone it to a different day if you can't. If you can't fast that day for some reason or not up to it, you're not well enough, so you should fast a later day. But better is to fast on the same day, even to the extent of fasting on Shabbos, even if the dream was on a Friday night, and he woke up on Shabbos morning and he's all nervous, so he's permitted and obligated to fast on Shabbos. What about a Tainus Chaloyim on Yom Tov? So that's a machloikis in early Achrayim. The Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, quotes the machloikis, the Maharil, and others in the Shulchan Aruch. We pass them that one does fast the Tainus Chaloyim, even on Yom Tov, even on Chanukah. And if one did fast the Tainus Chaloyim, then Tzorach L'meis, the Tainus L'Tanis. The Shulchan Aruch gives you the cross-reference over here. The Ramon gives you the cross-reference. The end of Tov Rei Shein, he tells you to look in Tov Kuf Samaches. What do you do if you fast? Yeah. What about the Hesped? Hesped, one is not permitted to deliver a Hesped on Chanukah. Well, people die though on Chanukah. People do observe Avelis on Chanukah. So someone dies and no one delivers a Hesped? So Rabbi Tzal Ponevesh had a Chiddush that the relatives who are observing Aninus are permitted to deliver a Hesped. Because the whole prohibition of Hesped is because it's a violation of the Simchas Yom Tov. There is a mitzvah of Simcha in all of the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainus, just like in the Yamim Tovim Deraisin. And what one would to deliver a Hesped, this would be a contradiction with the mitzvah of Simcha. But those who are Oinanim, the children or the spouse, whoever happens to be, those relatives who have to observe Aninus, are not permitted to fulfill any mitzvahs. So since they're not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs, so by them there is no mitzvah of Simcha, so they're permitted to deliver a Hesped. Rabbi is not allowed to say Hesped. His opinion was not really accepted because we assume that the prohibition against Hesped is not only against delivering a Hesped, it's forbidden to listen to a Hesped as well. let's say one is in Eretz Yisrael on Yontif Sheni, so by one person, by this visitor, it's a Yontif, and by the Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yontif. And someone's delivering a hesped over there. So the Pashpas is that by them they're allowed to deliver hesped, because it's not Yontif, it's not Yisrael Chagim. By the person who's visiting, it is Yontif, it is Yisrael Chagim. So not only, we assume, not only is it forbidden for one to deliver a hesped on Yontif, it's forbidden to listen to a hesped on Yontif. That's why the minigolem is that we have not accepted this chiddush of Rabbi Tzadok Panevezhi. He had a lot of chiddush. He spoke yesterday. That is chiddush in Hilchos Geiros. That a ger who cannot undergo, a non-Jew who cannot undergo milah can become a ger without milah. Chaim Oizer didn't accept it in a big way. And most of the poskim did not accept it. Most, there are some who did. Most of them did not accept his opinion. So again, the first line in the Shulchan Aruch is on page 274 that Chanukah is a yontif and it should be observed as a yontif. Namely, has an inyan of simcha, and therefore there's an isa hesped v'taimis. Inyan of simcha does not necessarily mechayiv in suda. On yontif deraisa, one is mechayiv in suda. Even though on Chanukah there is a mitzvah of simcha in the Rabbanan, none of the yamim tov na megillas taimis carry with them mechayiv simcha. Only pour it. That's the one exception to the rules. Here there's a whole discussion in Achrayim, why is that so? Why did the Chachamim only institute a Seuda on Purim and not on Chanukah? It's not really the difference between Chanukah and Purim. It's the difference between all the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainis in Purim. Several of the answers that are given only explain the difference between Chanukah and Purim. It doesn't explain the difference between all the Yom Tovim. The real exception to the rule, the one and only exception to the rule, is Purim, where they did institute Chiyav Suda. So the Mordechai quotes the Girsas HaGoinim in the Gemara that the reason why there is a Chiyav Suda on Purim, as opposed to all the other Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainis, is because of the idea that the Gemara says in Shabbos that on Purim was as man Kabbalas HaTorah. Mara says that even though Kafalem Harkigigis at the time of Maimon HaSinai, but nonetheless, Hodikiblu Vimeach HaShverish, that on the occasion of Nes Purim, the Jews accepted the Torah again out of their own free will. And the Gemara says that whenever you Hakom Moedim Batzer, it's been a Namel Lachem, Yem Shemitim Batorei. The Gemara says that on Shavuos, everybody means you have to have an elaborate Suda, Lukavit Kabbalah Sator. So that's the reason. That's what the Goyim had to give us in the Gemara. That's the reason why Purim is different from all the other Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis, because on Purim there was a Kima V'Kibla, which there wasn't on Chanukah or on the other Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis. Shulchanoch just, the Ramah just quotes the Maharam Rutenberg that if one has a Suda on Purim, and one sings Zmiris V'Sishbochas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you convert the Suda into a Suda's Haidoya. Suda's Haidoya is always a Suda's Mitzvah. But a person passes his finals and he graduates college. A person is married for 50 years, or 25 years, or 1 year, whatever. A birthday party, whatever, whenever you have off or something. So you want to give Thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you make a Suda's Haidoya. So Suda's Haidoya is always a Suda's Mitzvah. And it's in his commentary, Akumish says that this institution of Suda Saidoya constituting a Suda Mitzvah based on the parsha of Korban Toidah, that you gather together twice as many people, because the Korban Toidah is only Nechel Yom Belayla at Chatzos, instead of being like a regular Shlomim, that's Nechel Shnei Yom Belayla Echad. So it means you have to invite twice as many people to eat to make sure that you don't violate the Isser of Noisa. So you gather everybody together, and then the Moshe Vzkeinim Yihallu. You praise HaKadosh Baruch in the presence of all of these people who gather together. So there is an institution of Suda Saidoya, there is a Kima Mitzvah Deraisa. So that's the Maharam Rutenberg says over here, that the Sudas that you have on Chanukah, not obligatory, it's only Sudas or Rishus. However, if you'll sing Shiris, Zmiris, which is Bochas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can convert the Suda into a Yisudas Mitzvah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sukkot Neches on page 275, that Huad Dinami. The Gemara says that Sudas Chasana, Gemar Psochem says that a Sudas Chasana wedding dinner is only a Sudas Mitzvah if it's a Talmud Chochem who's getting married. Why? Talmud Chochem have happier marriages? They have more children? Why is it only? So the Pashtus is that whenever you put on talis and tefillin, why don't you throw a party? Why don't you have a suda? So the answer is you don't have a suda any time you perform a mitzvah. So manishtana getting married. So the pashtus in the Gemara seems to be that we assume, the Gemara assumes in the end of Ha'avol Yivimtoi, that a single person, as much as he's interested in learning, will not be able to be matzliach as much as a married person. The Gemara says, Ashori b'lo isha, shori b'lo Torah. So if a person gets married and he is interested in learning, then he'll pick up in learning. His learning will be more successful. So when a Talmid Chacham gets married, that's also like Yom Shinitim Atur. That's a new Kabbalah Satur. So that's why you throw a party, because the Gemara said, Hakol Moedim Batzeres. That's the reason why Purim was singled out. That you have to have a Suda's mitzvah on Purim as opposed to all the other Yom Tov Megillas Tainis, because Purim is the only Yontif Midirabbanan that has an aspect of Kabbalah Satur. So the Gemara in Psochim says on Daf Mem Tes that when a Talmid Chacham gets married, the Suda's Chasen is a Suda's mitzvah. If the person getting married is not interested in continuing to learn so much, so the chasana is not the occasion of his getting married is not a new Kabbalah Satar for him. So then the Gemara says it's a party. It's a secular party. It's a Suda Sereshus. It's not a Suda Smith. That's what the Gemara says. So the Maharam Rutenberg says, but if he sings Zmiris, he sings Rocha, he's to Akadosh Baruch Hu, not Stami sing pop tunes. Indi Agetim, Didi Agetim. If he sings songs that praise Akadosh Baruch Hu and you thank Akadosh Baruch Hu, then you can convert the Suda Sereshus into a Suda's Haidoya. So Suda's Haidoya is always a Suda's Mitzvah. It's always a Suda's Mitzvah, as we derive from the Parsha of Karban Toida. The Gemara says that the Chachamim also instituted a Mitzvah to give Haidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you don't want to have, even if you're not interested in converting the Suda's Rishus into a Suda's Mitzvah, there is an obligation to say in the Tfilah, Allah Nisim, in the middle of the bracha, Moedim Anachnu Lach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this, that, and the other thing. So we thank him also for the fact that he did the Yeshua on Chanukah and on Purim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that more correct is to say Vi Allah Nisim with a vav, rather than to say Allah Nisim, because it's in the middle of a sentence. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisech HaShepachai, and Manu, Vaseh, 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 we thank him for this as well. By Yas and the Siddur, we have Allah Nisim later, so problematic. So then the Rambam has the Allah Nisim over there. That's what has the Nusach HaTfilah of the Rambam. By Yas and the Shmon Esrei, where it's printed, we conclude, HaTov Kevachal HaChamach HaMlachim Kevachamach HaSadacha, V'yolam Kevinalach, then you go back to the Allah Nisim. So it doesn't really fit in. Like a problem, the way we have in our city. The Rambam has Vi'ala Nisim right after all the other vavs. No de luchonus apeti lo secha, al chayim amsu medech, v'al nish masein apkudus ocha, al nisech shubchayim, al nitu asech nisech nisech. Erev veke v'sto harayim, v'ala nisim ala purkan. So Rambam's nusach fits in much better. Is one obligated to mention Allah Nisim in the Bichas Hamazon on Chanukah? Also in the middle of Noidalacha, we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the various kindnesses that he did to us, so we should be thanking him also and have this elongation of it. Birchas HaMazon, so the Gemara raises the question. Gemara says, not mechuyiv, it's a reshus. If you want to, you may, you're not mechuyiv to. Our meaning is that we do say Allah Nisim in Birchas HaMazon on Chanukah. The Gemara never discusses what about Allah Nisim benching on Purim. Maybe on Purim, since there is a chiyuv suda, so maybe on Purim it's a chiyuv. Since it's a chiyuv suda, so maybe one is obligated to mention Allah Nisim and Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara only has the shaila regarding Chanukah. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's only reshus, not obligatory. That's in Hilchas Purim, later in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham quotes a machlekes achronim. If one ate the suda's Purim and one forgot to say Allah Nisim, so there's a machlekes achronim, how you mechuyiv to repeat the benching? Because since mechuyiv medina to have a suda on Purim, and if you're not going to say Allah Nisim, you won't be Yetzin Nesudah. Based on what the Gemara says in Brochus, that on Shabbos and on Yontif, one is obligated to have a Suda Shabbos. And the Suda Yontif, so if one forgets Ritzeh, one forgets Yalav Yavoy, so the Gemara says you have to repeat the benching, because otherwise you won't be Yetzin the Mitzvah of Suda. So to over here, on Purim, the Magen Avraham quotes a Machlek. Samach hold that you Mechuyiv Medina to have a Suda, so you Mechuyiv Medina to say Allah Nisim, And the benching, if you didn't say the benching, you have to repeat the benching. We probably don't paskan like that on Purim either. We assume that both on Chanukah and Purim, the reciting of Amar Nisim and the benching is only rishus. Then Tziv has a fantastic chiddush in his commentary on the Shiltas. He claims, he understood from the Shiltas, that on Shabbos Chanukah, since one is obligated to have a Suda because of Shabbos, and one is obligated to mention it, say, in the Birchas HaMazon. Since one is obligated to have a Suda Shabbos and to say Ritzei, and the Gemara says if you say the Birchas HaMazon to forget Ritzei, you're obligated to repeat the Birchas HaMazon again. So he understood from the Shiltas that on Shabbos Chanukah you're obligated to say Ala Nisim and the Birchas HaMazon. It's not a Rishus. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Ala Nisim and benching is a Rishus. That's only on the weekdays. But on Shabbos, because there's a Chiyav Suda, even though the Chiyav Suda is Mitam Shabbos, there's a Chiyav Suda, so you have to mention Medina, Ritzei, and Ala Nisim. And if you bench with Ritzei, if you got Ala Nisim, he says you have to, he understood in the Shiltas, you have to repeat the benching. You have to say over the benching. So don't forget, this year we're blessed with two Shabbos. We don't pass him like that. We don't pass him like this idea, but he claims that that's his understanding of the Shiltas. In fact, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that not so. That reciting of Ala Nisim and benching, even on Shabbos Chanukah, is only optional, it's only Rishus. And there is even a discussion, Magen Avraham has the following Chiddush, which once in a while comes up. Let's say a person on Shabbos Chanukah ate a meal, Leil Shabbos, Shabbos in the morning, whatever, and he benches Birchas HaMazon, and he says Ala Nisim, it's so long. And then he got so exhausted from saying Ala Nisim, when it comes to the later point, he forgot to say Ritzei. So it then requires he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon a second time. So when he says the second time, the question is, does he have to say Ala Nisim a second time? He already said Ala Nisim the first time, when he said Birchas HaMazon. He has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon in order to include Ritzei. But is it necessary to say Ala Nisim a second time? So the Magen Avraham says not necessary. He doesn't fully explain why. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas, in a different place, not the same place, claims that perhaps the reason for this psak of the Magen Avraham is, others give different fantastic interpretations, but the Netziv gives an easy down-to-earth explanation in the Magen Avraham. He thinks it is based on the Rambam, who writes in Hilchos Shechita, all the laws of treifas. Sometimes an animal is a treifa in our Torah, sometimes an animal is a treifa only with the Rabbanim, and sometimes an animal is only a treifa mitam minhag. Even with the Rabbanim it's not a treifa, and the minhag is that yas. And then the Rambam writes a certain case in the middle of Hilchos Treifas, and he writes, this case, even if there's a minhag to aser it, the minhag is not binding, because this only comes up once in a yovel, once in a very, the shecht, a million behemoths a minute. So the shecht on the behemoths is going to come up very often. But the days of the Rambam, they didn't shecht so much in any one slaughterhouse. So he says it comes up so infrequently. He said, he writes, a minute is not binding on a dover shein amotzi, only on a dover rogil. If the thing comes up time after time, then it's shecht to talk about a minute. If it comes up so infrequently, so there's no minute. So the tziv claims that this is the reason for the psak of the Magen Avraham. How often does it happen that you bench twice after the same meal on Chanukah? The meaning is that you say Ala Nisim and benching on Chanukah. But the first time you bench, how often does it happen that you're benching a second time for the same meal? How often is it going to happen on Shabbos, Chanukah, and you forgot to say, and you did say Ala, you said Ala Nisim the first time, and you forgot to say the first time, then you got to bench over again in order to say Ritzei the second time, in order to be able to the Suda Shabbos. So it's very infrequent, very uncommon. So then it claims that that's probably the Biur and the Psak of the Magen Avraham, that you don't have to say, you don't have to bother to say Ala Nisim the second time, because the minig is not binding on the Dov Shein Amotz. The question is, if that's Taka the Biur, based on the Rambam, do we really accept the Shittas of Rambam? Because the Pashtus Lecher is, Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that the Rambam seems to disagree fundamentally with Tosfos regarding the nature of the Din of Minhagim. The Gemara says in the Dorim, I think it's Daf Pei Aleph on the base, Gorm Hamatorim Acherim Noga Behem Nisir Yata Rashoy Lahatir Mifneim Shenema La Yachol Dvorim. The Gemara says earlier in the Dorm on Daft as well that this is a Bal Yachol Medirabon. It's not a real din of Bal Yachol Medirabon. If a person takes a Neder De Raisa Nefesh Kisi Shoval about the Bisar Sime pronounces the Neder with his lips, so that's a Bal Yachol. La Yachol Dvorim is a din Menater. Here the person observes a minig, the Ran on the Dorm Pei Aleph gives the Moshel, the name of the Bal Yates is a minig not to eat meat in the 3 weeks, which we don't have. We have a minig not to eat meat and wine in the 9 days. So they had a minig not to have wine and not to have meat the whole 3 weeks. So if one has such a minig, so it's a reasonable minig, it's a nice minig. So since the person observed the minig, so he's not allowed to violate, and if he violates the minig, then he's in violation of La Yachol. So the Gemara explains that that's a Bal Yachol Medirabanan. So the way this is presented in Yeridei, the beginning of Pele Gimel, there's a whole siman, I think siman Reshu Dalid, is that if a person has a private minig, or a family has a minig, or a community has a minig, or Klal Yisrael has a minig, so it's binding on that person, family, community, or Klal Yisrael, mitam neder midirabanan. And if the person wants to violate his personal minig, or the community wants to violate the minig, they will have to have a Hataras Nadar. I can't have a Hataras Nadar, I'm waiting 6 hours after meat, because that's, I'm not the Bala Neder. You have to get the whole Eastern Europe to decide to be Matan Neder on that. But if it's a family minig, you get the whole family to be Matan Neder, or if it's a community minig, you get the whole community. Or if it's a personal minig, so you get the person to be Matan Neder. So the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch is that there's an Isa Bal Yachol Midirabanan if a person violates a minig and minhogim are binding mitam neder. The minig is binding mitam neder. It shouldn't make a difference whether the minig is on a dobah hamotzi or a dobah shenimotzi. It shouldn't make a difference whether it's a common issue that comes up often or it's very infrequent that the issue is going to come up. The Rambam, both in the Mishnah Torah as well as in the Tshuvas HaRambam, seems to have a totally different understanding of the Gemara. He seems to understand that observing a minig is really an issue of Bal Tosef. There's a problem of Bal Tosef. Like there's a problem of Bal Tosef on Rav Tak. There is a discussion as to whether there is a problem of Bal Tosef on Takonis Dirabonim. So the Rambam has told that there's no Bal Tosef on any Dirabonim. But Rashi, we just discussed the other day, like it's Rashi and the Rosh, and the last Rosh in Sukkot. No, share someone else. Okay. There's the last Rosh in Sukkot disagrees with Rashi as to whether there's an issue of Bal Tosef on sitting in Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres and Chutzlor. So Rashi says there is a problem of Bal Tosef. You have to sit in Sukkot in such a way to be careful not to violate Bal Tosef. The Rosh says, what kind of Bal Tosef? The Chachamim made a takon. He said, there's no Bal Tosef. So it happens that the Rambam and the Rashba and the Kuzari and many Rishonim hold like that. The Takonis Rabbanim, there's no problem of Bal Tosef at all. And the Rashi and Tosef hold that. So they hold that there is an issue of Bal Tosef even on Takonis Rabbanim. But I'm in Hogim. The Rambam says, for sure, that's a problem of Bal Tosef. So despite the fact that there should be a problem, so the Rambam understood in the Gemara, a minig is permitted. You're permitted to observe a minig just like there's no violation of Bal Tosef. If a person takes a neder, now he's not allowed to eat potato chips. Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to eat potato chips, you're not allowed to eat cookies, you're not allowed to do whatever. It doesn't say you're adding on a 614th mitzvah. Why isn't that Bal Tosef? So the Gemara says it is a shtickle Bal Tosef. Kol anor de kila bon abama. Hamakayim kila hikaru ala vashasis abama. It is a shtickle Bal Tosef. The Gemara says it's not really right. It's a shmek from Bal Tosef. It really is a problem. But despite the fact that it has a reach of a Bal Tosef, strictly speaking, it's not Bal Tosef. So too, the Rambam understood in the Gemara that a minig is the same as a neder. Not that the minig is binding mitam neder, and it's Bal Yacham and Rabbanan. A minig is the same as a neder, that even though the neder is at a borderline isa, but strictly speaking, it's not an isa. So a minig is also not an isa. You're permitted to observe a minig. When are you ever obligated to observe a minig? So the Rambam holds minhagim are binding only if it's a minig hakohol, only if it's a minig of the whole community, because then the person is parish midarki atziba. Parish midarki atziba is a new isa. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva that one is parish midarki atziba is going to burn in Gehenim li'alavod en l'chelik yolam abo. So the Rabbi asks, what did he do? What did the parish midarki atziba do? He worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam already said that, they want to worship Avodah Zarah, goes to Gehenna and whatever. Who is this Parish Medarki Atzibur? So apparently the Rambam understood. Parish Medarki Atzibur observes all the mitzvahs of Torah, just doesn't go along with the Tzibur. That itself constitutes another. The fact that it's Parish Medarki Atzibur. Because the Torah was given to the Klal Yisrael as a Tzibur. The say, Hashem Baruch Hu Baruch Mikol HaMenasa Lanu Estayrosa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people. He gave the Torah to the Klal Yisrael. Didn't give the Torah to Yechid. So the Torah is supposed to be observed by the whole Klal Yisrael. So if the person, there's an expression in Yiddish, Emach Shabbos Fazich, he observes Shabbos all by himself. He keeps all the mitzvahs HaTorah, but he's parish Medarki Atzibur, the Rambam writes, they have a function, they have a fundraising function, they have an annual dinner, whatever. He never participates in anything with the Tzibur. He does everything on his own. Very, very Medarki, he does everything on his own. So that itself constitutes an Issa. So if one is inviolate, one is permitted to observe a minig, it's mutter. That is not a violation of Baal Tosef. When is one obligated to observe a minig? Only if it's a minig akoha, minig atzibur, because then it's going to be conspicuous that it's parish medarki atzibur. Unless it's a minig bedavish ena matzu, it's not so common, it doesn't come up so often, so then you can't really call it a parish medarki atzibur. It's not so noticeable that he's doing different from everybody else. The issue of this treifus only comes up once in a long while. So then a minig is not binding on a davish ena matzu. So if you say like that, if you say that that's the beer and the sheet of Saram, that's our Moshe's Olvechik work, then we haven't accepted that opinion. We paskin in Yeridei, Simin Reish Yudalad, the beginning of the third chapter of Yeridei. We paskin like the Ran B'Shem Balei Atesis in the Vidorim Daf Peyalad Amrei. That a minig is binding mitam neder, not just that that it's permissible to observe a minig. So that's why many disagree with the Magen Avraham's Pesach. They say even if a person said Allah Nisim the first time in the benching on Shabbos, forgot you would say, he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon a second time, so we would recommend he should say Allah Nisim the second time as well. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says. You shouldn't follow that Magen Avraham. You should say Allah Nisim even the second time. So again, the Gemara says, the Chachamim established the 8 days of Chanukah as a Yontif. And the essence of the Yontif has to do with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the improvement of the Beis HaMikdash in the days of the Chashmonaim. The Gemara says they built a new Mizbeach, and they made a new Menorah, and they cleaned up the whole Avodah Zarah that was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Made everything again Lagavoa, the Karbonis were being brought Lagavoa. The Yontif was not established because of the Nes. You don't even make a Yontif whenever a Nes occurs. That's what some Achronim ask, why Manish Tana this Nes from all the other Nisim? There's so many Nisim mentioned in Tanakh, and we don't have any Yontif established. The answer is, they didn't make the Yontif because of this Nes either. The Yontif, all the Yomim Tavim and Megillah Steiners didn't have to do with Nisim. They had to do with improvement, the Derech HaTeva. Improvement of the Beis HaMikdash, improvement of the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash, improvement of the functioning of the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. The Nes is a different thing. The Nes is why we say Allah Nisim, the Nes is why we say the Bracha Shos and Nisim Lavisenu. It's a different thing, the Nes. And the Nes may have to do with the fact that we still observe Chanukah. The Gemara says, why do we still observe Chanukah after the Churban Bayis Sheni different from all the other Yom Tov and Megillah Steiners? The Gemara says, Shani Chanukah, the Mefarsim Anisim. The Nes was very famous, that's how Rashi learns. The Nes was very popular, or the Nes was Mefarsim something about the nature of the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever the Pshat is, the Nes has to do, the Gemara says the Nes is the reason why we still observe Chanukah after the Churban Bayis Sheni. But the Nes is not the reason why they made the Yontif. Yontif was the same as all the other Yavim Tavim and Megillah Steiners. It had to do with the straightening out of the Bayis Sheni. So the Etzem Yontif itself is the Issa Hesped, the Tainus. And the Chachamim were Mesakin, in addition to the Issa Hesped, the Tainus, they were Mesakin that we should give Hoidoya. We should say Allah Nisim in the Tefillah. The Gemara says in Masech Shabbos and Bama Madlikin in the Sugi of Chanukah that if one forgot Aneinu on the Tainus Sibor, one forgot Allah Nisim on Chanukah and Purim, in that davening, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esri for this. Only Yom Shiesh Bo Korban Musav. Only on Chalamoid and Ramesh Chodesh Adam, we should bring a Korban Musav. So there's a real din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, which the Gemara understands to mean B'chol Yom Yom Tein L'Me'en B'choysev Shal Yom. You should mention Me'en Amoira. So the Me'en Amoira is a real din. It's probably a din de Rabbanon. It's not a din min HaTorah, but the din de Rabbanon, that's the Kuvah, that you have to repeat the Tefillah, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If you didn't mention the Kedushah Shal Yom, that's only on a day Sheyesh Bo Korban Musav, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, B'shchodesh HaChalamoid. On a Tainus or on Chanukah and Purim, it's a separate takana. That you mention Aneinu, or that you mention Allah Nisim in the davening, it's not based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That's what it appears from the Gemara. It's a separate takana. And this takana is just l'chatchil, and if the person already finished the Shmon Esrei, he finished that bracha, Tav Shimcha, L'chamno, L'hodes, and he didn't say Allah Nisim, so he goes weiter. You don't have to repeat the tefillah because of that. And then the Braisa says in Megillas Tainis that the institute also the obligation to recite Hallel. Hallel is recited on Purim. The Gemara understands the Hallel is recited. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud explains that there are two mechayvim of Hallel. On Shalosh Regalim, the obligation to recite Hallel is an expression of Simchas Yontif. And the Gemara discusses why don't we recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? There's also a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says it's not simply Yisera, the Rambam interprets in the Gemara. There is a Chiv Simcha, but you only say Hallel when it's Simcha Yisera. On Chanukah, the Gemara says the obligation to say Hallel is a different angle. It's not that the Yontif has so much Simcha. It doesn't have that much Simcha. It's not even Machayiv in a Suda. There is a Chiv Simcha, that's why there's an Isa Hesped the finest. But it's the kind of a Simcha that's parallel to Rosh Chodesh. It's a Simcha B'Shevi Altasa. It's only a day of Simcha with respect to an Isa Hesped the finest. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Rise of Tikkun. They instituted all the days in the Gilas Tainis were instituted as Yom Tov Midrabbanan along the lines of the Yontif of Rosh Chodesh, that is an Isa Hesped V'Tainis. That's all it says. Simcha B'Shevi Atas, it's not Simcha B'Kum B'Yaseh. On Yontif on Chalamoy, there's a mitzvah Simcha B'Kum B'Yaseh. On Rosh Chodesh, there's not Simcha B'Kum B'Yaseh. So that's why Yontif on Chalamoy is Deich Avelus. Rosh Chodesh is not Deich Avelus. Rosh Chodesh, one observes Avelus. It's only Simcha B'Shevi Altas. So Chanukah is also like that. Chanukah is if it's a very toned-down Simcha B'Shevi Altas, and it's a Hesped B'Tainis. But there is no Simcha B'Kum V'Yaseh. So the Simcha is not, on Chanukah, the Simcha is not sufficient to be Mechayiv in Hallel. Like on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, Medina, you're not obligated to recite Hallel. The fact that we recite Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara has, that's an indication that it's only a Minhag. The Gemara says, Rav Ikla Lebovo, the Gemara says in the end of time. It's Rav learned by Rav Yudal Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Then he went to Bovel, and there were Amaratzim there in Bovel. They were violating all the laws of the Torah. And he came to Shul Amar Shchedesh. He found that they were saying Hallel. So Sova La Sakino, he's going to tell them that they're making a mistake. They should stop saying Hallel. He thought that this is one of the many other mistakes, like all the other mistakes that they made in Hilchos Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. They didn't know any dinim. And then he realized that they're skipping every other paragraph. They're only saying Chatzi Hallel. So he understood that it's only a minute, that it's not really a din. So our reciting of Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. It's not a din. Why is not a din? Why there's a chiyuv of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? Why isn't the mechayiv and Hallel? The answer is the whole Simcha is only observed b'shevi altas. It's only an isa hesped v'tainis. There is no Simcha b'kum liyasei. There is no chiyuv to have a sudas Rosh Chodesh. The same on Chanukah. The chiyuv to recite Hallel is not because of the Yontif aspect. It's not enough of a Yontif. It doesn't have enough of a Chiyuv Simcha like Pesach Shavua Sukkos that it should be Mechayiv in Hallel. The Chiyuv Hallel, the Gemara says, is because of the Nes. Because we assume our tradition has it that there was a Nes. Those who don't believe, there are some people who feel that they're Orthodox Jews who don't believe that the Nes occurred. So let them not say Abrochel Avatom. Let them not say Shos and Nisim. And let them not, the Gemara says the only reason why we continue to observe Chanukah today is because Shaini Chanukah did not farsam on Nisim. If they don't believe that the Nes occurred historically, they're smarter than the Megillas Tainis, they're smarter than the Gemara. So then they shouldn't continue to observe Chanukah as Manazah. It'll be a violation of Baal Taisin. Let them not observe, Chanukah. And let them not say Hallel. Gemara says in Erechim, the only reason why you say Hallel on Chanukah is because of the Nes. It's not Hallel for the Simchas Yontif, it's Hallel for the Nes. If you don't believe in the Nes, they don't say. We assume that what it says in the Gemara is accurate. The Gemara has a historical tradition that there was such a thing as a Nes Chanukah. So we say Hallel because of the Nes. It's Zechel Nes. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Daled, points this out, that the Hallel that we recite also, the Gemara in Erechim, Daf Yud says it, the Gemara in Brachas also, Daf Yud Daled, assumes that the reciting of Hallel on Chanukah is because of Pirsumi Nisa. That's what raises the suffix in the Gemara, that despite the fact that the Hallel on Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, nonetheless, maybe the din of Hefsik, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of the Hallel, maybe should be more chomer than talking in the middle of Kriya Shema, even though Kriya Shema is min HaTorah. So the Mishnah has that we have a heter to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, sometimes with Nea Kovod, and sometimes with Nei Hayira. Bein HaProkim is a bigger cooler, and Emsa Peret is less of a cooler. And there's a machlekes of Yudin Rav Meir, to what extent are you permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema? And Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that this whole institution of the Heter, Hafsok, in the middle of Kriya Shema, is alluded to by the Pasuk in Chumash that says you should recite Kriya Shema with the Barta Bam. The Barta Bam means that you're permitted to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. It means when it's a Yira, it's a mitzvah permissible to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. It doesn't say exactly to what extent. So the Tanaim had to determine to what extent is with the Barta Bam. To what extent are you permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema? So the Gemara raises the question, what about Halal and Hanukkah? Should I say that if on Kriya Shema, which is Minatori, you have a heter to be mafsik in the middle? Halal and Hanukkah, which is only with the Rabbanon. For sure you have a heter to be mafsik in the middle of the Halal. Maybe I should say that on the other hand, since the Halal and Hanukkah is for the sake of Pisumi Niso, so if you're going to talk in the middle, this would kill the Pisumi Niso. Maybe Halal and Hanukkah should be Mochom. So we pass in Laloch that Halal and Hanukkah is the same as Kriya Shema, has the same dinner. Bein HaProkim, he permitted to be mafsik even mifnei ha-tovet, and them tzaperik only mifnei ha-yirah. We pasken that it has the same thing. But you see from the Gemara that the reciting of Halal and Chanukah, the Gemara considered it more chomer in a certain sense, more chomer than reciting Kriya Shema every day, even though Kriya Shema is the Raisa, because of the fact that Halal and Chanukah accomplishes pirsuminis. That's why there are some Rishonim who are of the opinion that women are obligated to recite Halal and Chanukah. The Gemara Sukkah says because women are not obligated to recite Halal on Shalosh Regalim. And the Gemara says if the husband doesn't know how to, the husband is not learned and the wife is learned, and the wife knows how to read the Halal, the husband can't read, it doesn't know how to say. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, the wife cannot recite the Halal to be Moitzi the husband because she's not Mechui Bedover. Yishenim Mechui Bedover, Eine Moitzi Asarabim Midei Chayvoso. So if the husband doesn't know how to say Halal on his own, and the wife does, he has to say word for word after her. Can't be Yotze Mitzimei Kaina, he has to say every pasuk after the wife. So the Gemara, Tosis points out, this Gemara says in the Pirush that women are not obligated to recite Halo on Shalosh Regalim. What about Chanukah? So the Gemara never discusses the topic. So this is a discussion in Rishonim. Some Rishonim write the Pirush that the women are obligated to recite Halo on Chanukah because it's for the purpose of Pirsumi Nisam. The Gemara says that women are obligated to hear the Mikra Megillah, to have Arba Kaisis, and to eat the Haseba, and to hear and to light Neris Chanukah, because often Harbi Osanes, whenever the nature of the mitzvah is Pirsumi Nisa, so then women are just as obligated as the men. So the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudav, it sounds like it says that reciting the Halal Chanukah is for the purpose of Pirsumi Nisa. So therefore, our Svar and Osanes, perhaps that women should be Mechuyev just as well as the men. Machloikis and Rishonim. The Gemara that we just mentioned in Brachas Daf Yudal, it says explicitly that Halal and Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, as opposed to Kriya Shema, which is Minatur. This is the Gemara that the Talmidei HaChassam Sofer presented as a kasha against the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes in one of the tshuvas that the obligation to recite Halal and Chanukah is Min HaTorah. Says that it's a din min ator that you have to say Halal or Chanukah. It's learned out from Oz Yoshev that on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, today you saw recited Halal. So too, on the occasion of any Nes and Zechel Nes, you also have to say Halal. So the Netziv disagrees with the Chassam Sofer, but he disagrees with respect. Usually refers to him as the Chassam Sofer, and here because he wants to disagree, so he calls him Hagoyen HaTzadik. Chassam Sofer writes that reciting Halal and Chanukah, he writes in the Tshuva, reciting Halal and Chanukah is a din minatorah. So he says, with all due respect, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara Brachas Daf Yudalet says that Halal and Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. So he says, but the Chassam Sofer has the marker from Oz Yashir. The Torah records Oz Yashir to apply that's what he's supposed to do whenever an Nes occurs, whenever there's a big Yeshua. So one is obligated to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Netziv says, yes, that's Halal B'Shas HaNes. Halal Zechel HaNes, in commemoration of HaNes, in commemoration of Yeshua, that's only Midi Rabbanon. Halal B'Shas HaNes is a Din Min HaTor. Halal Zechel HaNes is only Midi Rabbanon. The Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer also asked this Kasha, and they thought that's out of the question that the Chassam Sofer made a mistake. So they write that the Gemara and the Chassam Sofer are not contradicting each other. The Chassam Sofer says, in principle, one is obligated Min HaTor to recite some form of Halal or another. It doesn't necessarily have to be these particular chapters of Tehillim that we have chosen to recite that in Siddur Alev of this Halal. So the Gemara said, the Gemara is discussing being mafsik in the middle of Halal. So the Chassam Sofer would say, Min HaTorah Yeitzeh with the first pasuk that you say, Halal Avdei Hashem, Yeter the first pasuk of Halo. This is only with the Rabbanan that you have to say this whole full nusach of Halo from the beginning to the end. If you skip one word, if you skip one syllable, you're not Yetzir. Whenever you have to say Halal Shalom, so you're not Yetzir if you missed anything. You got to make sure that you pronounce every word correctly. A lot of times people mispronounce. Aleph Lamed Vav Hey is a word that's most often, most people mispronounce it. The correct pronunciation, like Koach, is not pronounced when you have a word that ends with a Ches, with a Padot, so it's not pronounced Kocha, it's pronounced Koach. So too, if you have a word that ends with a Hey, Beis Medrash Govo Ha, is a yeshiva, famous yeshiva in Lakewood. So the word is not pronounced Govo Ha, as it says in the English, on top of the station, G-O-V-O-H-A. It's supposed to be G-O-V-A-H, Govo Ha. That's the correct pronunciation. That's in Hebrew. Those are the rules of pronunciation in Hebrew. So if a word ends with a patache, like the word that ends with a patache, so you don't say ha, you say ach, so you don't say ha, you say ah. So the word aleph lamed vav hey has patach under the hey. The correct pronunciation is ah, not the ha. So many people mispronounce it. So you should be careful. You should be careful all the time. But it's a question if you say halal shalom and mispronounce the words, it could be that you're not yotzei. Every word is makim in the rabbanim and atari. You can be yotzei with the first chapter in halal that he said. This is only with the rabbanim that you have to say the whole halal. That's how the talmidim of the chasam sefer defend the chasam sefer. He said the gemara brachos that said on daf yudalek the halal on Chanukah is only the rabbanim meant the whole nusach of halal as we say it. You're talking about being mafsik in the middle. They're not broken. They're not perik. That means you already we yotzei the halal derais with the first few psukim. And of course, the Gemara says that the Chachamim instituted, in addition to the Haidoya, to say Al Anisim, in addition to Halal on Chanukah, they instituted also the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. That's the question: when did they institute the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah? Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of the idea that maybe the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah was only instituted after the Churban Bayis Sheni. The simple reading of the Rambam doesn't sound like that at all. The simple reading of the Rambam sounds like that's all in the Brisa in Megillah Steiners, that's all it says. Shana Acheres, a year after the story of Hanukkah, the rabbis instituted is a yonta basam yamantovim bahalal bahaydoya. That's all. So in the Brisa you can say like that. It sounds like they didn't yet institute the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah until some later date. When was that? Maybe that was 200 years later. Because the Nes Hanukkah occurred, I think it says in the regular books, in the year 165 before the regular count that we have. In the Bayis Sheni, it was carved in the year 70. It says, Yosemim Asayim Shana. The Rambam writes, after the Hashmonoim were victorious in battle and they established a Jewish government, there was no independent Jewish government until the times of the Hashmonoim, during the period of the Second Beis Hamikdash. So the Rambam writes, that's part of what we're celebrating about on Chanukah. The Rambam writes that they established an independent Jewish government. Rambam got that from the... How did the Rambam know that? That's part of what we're celebrating on Chanukah. Where does it say that? So the Mefarshim say, because in the Gemara, it says, Ukishigavra Malchus Chashmanoi. The Gemara didn't say, Ukishigavra HaChashmanoi. The Gemara says, Ukishigavra Malchus Chashmanoi. On the government of the Chashmanoi, we didn't yet have a government until after they were victorious in battle. Then they established a government. So why does the Bryce and the Gilas Tainas write such a lashon? My Chanukah, so the story is related, so it says the Kishgav Malchus Chashmanoi. So the Rambam understood from that lashon HaGemara that the establishment of the Malchus was also such an important point that that's also cause for celebration. That part of the celebration, the main celebration, is over the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was improved. Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash, Chanukah's Hamikdash, and Chanukah's Hamikdash, and Chanukah's the whole Beis Hamikdash was cleaned up from the Avodah Zarah. The Rambam understood that also an aspect of the celebration is the establishment of the Jewish government. So the Jewish government was for 200 years, over 200 years, until the Churban Bayis Sheni. So it never really says in the Gemara when they established the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. So they actually thought that maybe that was established, historical fact, maybe that was established after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Zechel HaMikdash. Maybe it's a Zechel HaMikdash. Even if it was established, even if you assume like the simple reading of the Rambam, it was anyway going to be a Zechel. It's not going to be a Zechel HaMikdash. Like the Gemara in Sukkot quotes the pasuk from Novi, Tzion Dorash Ein Lo. after the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of destruction, and you don't no longer have any of those mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash, lula nito kol shiva zecher l'migdah, lula nito kol shiva in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to make a zecher for the Beis HaMikdash to remember the fact that we used to have a Beis HaMikdash, we used to do all these different things. That's one kind of zecher l'migdash. Even if you assume, not like Rav Soloveitchik, the Hadlokas HaMedorah certainly is a zecher to the nest of the menorah. So you're making a zecher to the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash, that everybody agrees. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's a zecher l'migdash after the Churban. Part of the series of takkanos that were made zecher l'migdash was Hadlokas HaMedorah. The Gemara says that women are just as obligated as men are in Hadlokas HaMedorah, and therefore the Gemara says that a woman could be madlik to be moitzi the husband. Isha madlekes betocha bayis. The Ikar HaDin doesn't really require that each and every person should light his own menorah. The Gemara says, Ikar HaDin, one member of the family lights on behalf of all the members, and everyone is yoitzi, and every should base them. So the Gemara says that hadlaka has to be done by a bar chiyuvim. You're going to have a cherisha to the cotton, do the hadlaka, you won't be yoitzi, because a cherisha to the cotton is not a bar chiyuvim, and Rotzi is a rabbi midechai vossim. The Gemara has that as a little twist. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a whole discussion. When you light Neres Chanukah, should we assume Hadlaka is a mitzvah? The Maisa mitzvah is the Hadlaka, should you assume Hanocha is a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, if the din would have been, the din is Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The Haraya, we say the Baruch Hashem, Kishon Tosefano, Lahadlik Neres Chanukah. If the mitzvah would have been Hanocha is a mitzvah, we would have formulated a different Nusach HaBrach. From the fact that our nusach that's accepted is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, this is an indication that we paskin hadlaka is a mitzvah. What's the difference halacha lemaise? Whether hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah. So the Gemara has the following afkamina. Let's say the katan before bar mitzvah lights the ner Chanukah, l'shem ner Chanukah, on behalf of the whole family. He's all excited, and he lights the Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says, a katan is not a bar das, he's not a bar chiyuve, but he understands what he's doing. He lights, he has kavanah l'shem Ner Chanukah, so he created a chetz of a Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says, if you hold hadlaka is the mitzvah the way we paskin, so the katan is not a bar chiyuve, so he cannot be motzi all of the Ner Chanukah. So the din is you have to blow out the candle, you have to blow it out and light it again. You have to do the hadlaka. Maybe not blow out his Ner Chanukah, he's going to hurt his feelings. Light another menorah. Okay. Leave his. Fine, you know, nice menorah. We've got to light our own. You say, now we got to be it. You don't blow it out. Okay. If you only have one, you got no choice. You got to blow it out and light it again. Now wait till it goes out by itself. And light it. But if the din would have been that Hanukkah is a mitzvah, so then the Gemara says, the cotton who lights the Shein Ner Chanukah created a chetz of Ner Chanukah. So one of the Bnei Chiyuva, one of the adults, one of the parents should pick up the menorah and put it down the Shem Ner Chanukah, and thereby everybody would be yoitzi. The Gemara says if the din would have been Hanocha is a mitzvah, the halacha would have allowed that. Because we paskan Hadlocha is a mitzvah, that's why the halacha does not allow that. How far exactly do you go with this principle of Hadlocha is a mitzvah? How far do you go with the din of Hadlaka is a mitzvah? Let's say, normally, when is this man for Hadlaka is Neres Chanukah? So the Braisa says, Mishatechshach. When is Mishatechshach? A vague word. So that's a machloikis in Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Mishatechshach means Tzeisat Pechav. But the mitzvah of Hadlaka is Neres Chanukah begins after Tzeisat Pechav. And the Zonagrain disagrees, and he says, Mishatechshach means Achkiyah. That right at Shkia you light the Neris. According to the Vilna Gaon, you light at the Shkia, and the Mishnah Berurah says it does, and Shulchan Aruch talks about the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam that the Neris should burn approximately a half an hour. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, according to the Vilna Gaon, that you light the Neris at Shkia, that does mean it burns for half an hour and that's it. No, it has to burn for half an hour after Tzeisat Chachavim. The Kiyam HaMitzvah is that it burns a half an hour after Tzeisat Chachavim. The Mais HaMitzvah is the Hadlaka now. So why did the Vilna Gaon say you should light it now at Shkia? Why can't you wait to light it after Tzeisat Chacham? If you're not yet to anything yet, it has to burn a half an hour after Tzeisat Chacham. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that's Zriz Makdim on the mitzvahs, that's why you should light it as early as possible. What's the Zriz Makdim on the mitzvahs? So what's the machlekes over here? So he said the Gemara has a klal that Shraga B'tihara Mayahani. If you light a candle at the mid-noon when the sun is shining and it's light outside, so that doesn't have a shame there. Even if it's late in the afternoon, also it doesn't have a shame there. So when is it no longer Shraga B'tihara? So the Vilna Gaon understood in the Brisa M'shech HaShecho that after Shkia, it already has a shame there. You're not Yotzei anything yet. You're only Yotzei if you put in so much oil that it's going to burn a half an hour after Tzei Sakech Oven. But that's when Laila begins. Each day you have to have its own Hadlaka. So the day begins after Tzei Sakech Oven. It has to burn a half an hour after Tzei Sakech Oven. But the Vilna Gaon holds that it's Zriz Magdim in the Mitzvah. More correct is to do the Ma'is Hadlaka at the earliest available opportunity. The earliest time is the Shkia. And the others hold no, that the earliest time is really Tzei Sakech Oven. That before that is a consideration of Shraga B'Tihara. We have a din that on Erev Shabbos you can't light after the Tzei Sakech Oven, and you can't light after the Shkia either. We are choshish for the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that right at Shkia it already begins Bein HaShemashim. Rabin Tam's opinion is that at Shkia you have another 50 some odd minutes until it becomes Bein HaShemashim. It's Bada Yom for 50 minutes, and then it becomes Bein HaShemashim for another 15 minutes and until it becomes Tzei Sakech Oven. And we are choshish for the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that immediately right after Shkia it becomes Bein HaShemashim. So not a lot of light near a Shabbos. Not a lot of light near is Chanukah after the Shkia on Erev Shabbos. So what do? So we light after Plag HaMincha, which is before the Shkia. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter, the last hour and a quarter of the day. I say Plag HaMincha is before the Shkia. That's if you assume like the Vilna Gaon that the Zmani HaYom are calculated from sunrise to sunset. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. If you follow the Rabbi Natam's opinion, the way many assume that it's the Zmani HaYom are calculated from Alos HaShachar till Tzei Sakech Oven, and that's, let's say, each one is 72 minutes, let's say. It doesn't necessarily have to be so, but let's say 72 minutes from Alos HaShachar till sunrise, 72 minutes from Shkia till Tzei Sakech Oven, and then you take an hour and a quarter of the day, that's going to be after the Shkia. It's going to be 5 minutes after the Shkia. So there are some people who do that. So, can't light Neris Chanukah before Plag HaMincha. So on Friday evening, the light Neris Chanukah 10 minutes after the Shkia. How can you light before the Shkia? It's even before Plag HaMincha. But we don't follow the Rabbi Natan's opinion. We follow the Vilna Gaon's opinion that right after Shkia, it already becomes Bein HaShemashim. So you can't light the Neris Chanukah after the Shkia. So we follow the Gro all the way that the Zmani HaYom are calculated from sunrise to sunset. So the Plag HaMincha is never going to be after the Shkia. So it's going to be not an hour and a quarter in the sense of 75 minutes. An hour and a quarter of Shavuos Manias is going to be an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. So that's a machlekes harishonim, whether this din that we permit you to light on Erev Shabbos also you bench lift before the Shkia. You can't bench lift after the Shkia. You say you can't bench lift after the Tzei Sakech Oven on Leil Shabbos. So the Gemara considers this a problem also. Shraga b'tihara mayahani, you can't, tihara means noon. You can't create a shem there at the time that the sun is shining. So when do you bench lift on Erev Shabbos? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't bench lift before Plag HaMincha. You bench lift before Plag HaMincha, Zabrach Levatot. You should say light on Erev Shabbos after Plag. The same over here, you should light on Erev Chanukah on Erev Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. So this is the question we're showing. Is that only a special din when it's Erev Shabbos? You have no choice. But the rest of the days of Chanukah, you really shouldn't light Neris Chanukah after Plag HaMincha. You should wait for either Shkia or Tzei Sakech Oven, either the Gros Shita or the Shulchan Aruch's Psak, which is Tzei Sakech Oven. And if there's ever a Shas HaDchak, so then we're Mekel. Since there is an opinion that Erev Shabbos is not an exception to the rule, that all week long of Chanukah, you can light a candle after Plag HaMincha, and since the day is, the sun is about to set, it's within the last hour and a quarter before the sun is going to set, so it's not a violation of Shraga B'Tihara. So even the other days of Chanukah also, you can light Neris Chanukah after Plag HaMincha. So if it's a Shas HaDchak, we make on that. We allow one. If a person is leaving Teretz Yisrael, a wedding or something, so if some Shas HaDchak, we would allow one to be Yotze in Neris Chanukah even before the Shkia. But you have to put in so much oil, such a candle, that's going to burn a half an hour after the Tzei Sakech Oven. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to the Gro, you have to make sure that you have so much oil. The Shulchan Aruch says that one is only Yotzeh Hadlokas Neres Chanukah Debeso if he lights at home. If he lights anywhere else, he's not Yotzeh. And nonetheless, there is a minig on page 278 to light the Beis HaKnesses. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the Beis HaKnesses, the minig is that we light with a bracha. This is a pella, the Be'er HaGoyla on the side poses the kasha. This is a kasha that the Achronim work hard on the Chacham Tzvi. He talks about this kasha. There is a machlokes harishayim, but the one recites the bracha when one observes a minig. Let's say chatzi halal lamrish chodesh. We just mentioned the gemara, the end of Tainus, that Rav never heard of this. He recited chatzi halal lamrish chodesh till he came to Babel, and he thought, there they go again, the maratzim, they're making another mistake. Everything they do is wrong. And then when he saw that kivin nechazav from dalvi lugi, the skipping parts, so he realized it's a minig. They understand themselves that it's only a minig; it's not a real din. So he allowed them to observe their minig. So if it's only a minig, the question is, do you recite the bracha shekedeshana b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivan? The Gemara works hard to explain that you recite a bracha shekedeshana b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu on a mitzvah d'rabbanon, like hadlokas neres chanukah, or like mikra megillah. But what about something that's only a minig, like chatzi halal rosh chodesh? The Gemara never says that you say a bracha on that. So Taisus and brachas has a whole arichas on daf yudalad that you do say a bracha. Taisus and sukkah and daf yuvav, clapping her shyness, you don't say a bracha because it's only a minig, the Gemara says, and Taisa says, but other minhagim, you do say a bracha. A minig of chatzi halav shchodesh is a higher level of a minig than shlogan her shyness, and therefore you do say a bracha. And other rishayim disagree. The Rambam says that one does not recite the bracha when reciting chatzi halav on Rosh Chodesh, or hadlokas neris erev Yom Kippur. It says in Mokh Mishnagel, and the Mishnah is in Pesach and in Perak Mokh Mishnagel, so obviously Hadlokas Neres Erev Yom Kippur is only a minhag. So the question is, if it's only a minhag, do you recite a bracha? So the Mechaber says no. The Mechaber says, like the Rambam, you don't say a bracha on Chatzi Halam and Shchodesh. You don't say a bracha on anything that's only a minhag. And the Ramah disagrees on Chatzi Halam and Shchodesh, and he disagrees on Hadlokas Neres and Erev Yom Kippur. So this is a problem in the Mechaber. This is stira. Why did the Mechaber write over here, Madlikim and Mevorchim and Beis HaKnesses, if the Hadlokim and Beis HaKnesses is clearly only a minhog, it's not a real din, so how does he allow you to say a bracha? That should be a bracha of atok. It's a kasha. Okay, so that's the kasha that the Be'er HaGoyla discusses, and the Chacham Tzvi, they work on that kasha. And what's the reason for the minhog? That's the question. If no one is Yotzeh, if the Ramah says, in the name of the Rivosh, Ein Odom Yotzeh B'Nerish Al Beis HaKnesses, page 278, even the chazan, even the shamus who lit in shul has to light again at home. That was the yotze with the hadlaka that he did in shul. So why did the minig develop that he light in shul? So the different suggestions are given in the Rishonim. Various suggestions. Some say that it's zechel amigdash. That is, Beis HaKnesses is a migdash miyat, and therefore we light the zechel amigdash that we used to light in the Beis HaMikdash. If that's the reason. to wash right after Kiddush. You're supposed to go to start the meal right. You're not supposed to carry on long conversations in between the Kiddush and the meal. So the Gemara says, so why do we bother to say Kiddush and Shul? No one's eating in Shul. Should be a bracha about Tola. So the Gemara answers, in order to be mighty, the Orech and the Dechai Vos, they used to have guests. They used to eat and sleep in the side room in the Shul. Either in the Shul or in the side room in the Shul. Whatever the case happens to be. So some Rishonim say that just like the Gemara instituted to wash right after Kiddush. You're supposed to go to start the meal right. You're not supposed to carry on long conversations in between the Kiddush and the meal. So the Gemara says, so why do we bother to say Kiddush in Shul? No one's eating in Shul. Should be a bracha about Tola. So the Gemara answers, in order to be moitzi the orchim yidechai vasim, we used to have guests. We used to eat and sleep in the side room in the Shul. Either in the Shul, or in the side room in the Shul. Whatever the case happens to be. So some Rishonim say that just like the Gemara instituted reciting of Kiddush and Shul in order to be mighty the Archim Midechai Basam, similarly, those Archim who are sleeping in the side room in the Shul have to be Yotzei Neres Chanukah in the Shul. That's their bias. So the Ramah quotes the Rivosh, no one else is Yotzei but the Hadlok and Shul because that's not Beso. But the Archim are Yotzei because that's what they're going to eat, that's what they're going to sleep. That's why the minhag developed. Again, it wouldn't apply if it's Times Square. If you're going to lighten Times Square, you shouldn't have any Sheikhas. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over every couple of years, he would say over the Bir Agro. In the Bir Agro, he says, what's the mocker of the minhag? Where does it come from? So the Vilna Gaon is mitzayin to the Brisa that appears in the Yerushalmi, Tosfos of Pesachim, and the Brachas quotes his Brisa in the Yerushalmi, that there was a practice Bizman HaGemara for sure, Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman HaMaroim, that they used to recite Hallel on Pesach night in Shul. Do we recite Hallel in Shul on Pesach night? So the Mechaber says you should. Mechaber quotes from this Masechah Sofrim, from the Brisa Masechah Sofrim, that you should recite the Hallel in Shul. The Ramah claims, nah, Halal and Shul, because then there used to be, quotes the Rishon, Halal, because there used to be Amiratzim. You're supposed to say Halal in the middle of the Seder. Half of the Halal before the Seder, and half of the Halal after the Seder. You're Mapsik in the middle of the Halal on Pesach night. So there are many people who don't know how to say Halal. So, but in Shul, the Rabbi knew how to say Halal. The Chazan, the Shaman, someone knows how to say Halal in Shul. So those communities where the Balabatim were such Amiratzim, they didn't know how to say Halal. So this they say Halal and Shul on Pesach night to be Moitzi them Yidechai Vosem. Then when they came home, they didn't say Halal. But the Ramah writes, Kulvana Chacham and Kulvana Levan Kulvana. We all know how to read Hebrew. We can say Halal. We have a Maxwell House Haggadah. Everybody has a Haggadah. You say Halal at home and the Haggadah. So we don't have to bother to say Halal and Shul. So the Gro apparently felt that the Mechaber's position is more correct than the Ramah's, even though the Gro followed usually Minig Ashkenaz. But this is a Shaila and Din, so he passes like the Mechaber here, that you should say Halal and Shul, despite the fact that he planned to say Halal at home in the Seder. So what is this all about? What is this? So it's a Takana, Minig, a Takana, whatever. What's the Minig or the Takana, whatever it may possibly be? But since the Halal on Pesach night is for the purpose of Pirsumi Nisa, and if you'll say the Halal and Shul, you have more Pirsumi Nisa. How many people do you have at home by the Seder? 15 people, 20 people. 35 people, whatever you have. But in Shul you have more. There are more people in Shul. So since it's a bigger crowd, you have the whole Tzibur in Shul. So since the purpose of the Halal on Pesach night is Pesumim Nisa, in the Shul you'll accomplish more. So the Chayvus HaYachid becomes after the Chayvus HaTzibur, even Mitam Minig and Mitam Dinu Rabbanan or whatever. And we want to accomplish more Pesumim Nisa by having the Halal in Shul. You still have to say a Halal at home. You're not the Yaitzah, but the Halal in Shul. Halal is two of the Arba Kaisers. The second kais on Pesach night is the first half of the Halal. The fourth kais on Pesach night is the second half. Third kais is the Bichas Hamad. And the fourth kais is the second half of the Halal. So you have to repeat the Halal at home anyway in order to have it part of the Arba Kaisers. But still, you recite the Halal and Shul to accomplish more Pesachimis. So on Chanukah night as well, the purpose of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah is to accomplish Pesachimis. So if you'll do the Hadlokas Neiris in Shul, true no one's Yaitse. Everybody who lights in Shul has to light again at home. But you want to accomplish more Pistominis. That's what the Bir Agro understands. So that's where Lubavitch got it from the Vilna Gaon. Lubavitch got it from the Vilna Gaon. Yeah. You know, when they print the Bir Agro, so they write HaChosid HaMiti. And when they print the swarm from the Balatanya, they write Hagoyin Hamiti. They don't write on the Balatanya Chosid. They don't write on the Vilna Goyin Hagoyin. They switched. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik was unhappy with that practice. he didn't refer to Times Square. I think while he was alive, they didn't do that, those shenanigans, yeah? But he was unhappy. It was a very common practice that at the yeshiva, they used to have a chagigah, so they always got a chazan, or one of the boys would say the bracha lahalik nefesh hachanik and so on over the menorah. And the men's club or the women's, the ladies at Zilyarev every shul would have a Hanukkah party. Or the Jewish Boy Scouts would get together, whatever. They have a mesiva on Hanukkah or a wedding. So they have a chazan say the bracha lahalik nefesh hachanik. So he thought, sa bracha lamatol, he got all angry about this. So he felt like the Vilna Goyim, he liked this explanation. And he thought that the minig is that the tzibur, who alpidin have the status of a tzibur, not, you have on Times Square a lot of Jews roaming around, that's not called the tzibur. Tzibur means if they were nitzar for yachad for a dovah shebikdusha. So he thought that it says in the Shulchan Aruch that in shul, the minig is that you light between mincha and ma'ariv. It means if you got mincha right before the shkiyah, so the 10 people were nitzar for yachad for the dovah shebikdusha, for the kaddish and for the chazaras hashatz, and they planned to daven ma'ariv to nechter right away. Not like us, we daven mincha at 2:30, then daven ma'ariv at 6:15. And then you light Neres Chanukah at 5 o'clock. You light Neres Chanukah, Shkia is around 5 o'clock, or earlier, quarter to 5. Or you light Neres Chanukah at 5:15 and say, come, whatever, that's neither here nor there. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the minik we light with the bracha and shul is only if they just daven mincha right before the Shkia, and they plan to daven ma'ariv right away after the Shkia. But then when it's tar for yachad, for a chalashem tzibur shel tefillah, for the mincha, and they plan to remain together, al pi din, the tzirif ha-tzibur terminated already. The din is in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Talmud Yerushalmi and Megillah, that whenever you need a minyan, if it's chilu ba'asor, if you started, let's say, saying the chazaras hashatz with a minyan of 10, and then part of the minyan went out, and you only have 9 people, 8 people, or 7 people, 6 people, so the chazin can still finish the whole chazaras hashatz and still say the kaddish kiskapel at the end, because he can finish that davar shebikdusha. So let's say they started mincha, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz and mincha, the minyan disappeared. You only have 9 people. So the din says you can finish the whole Chazaras HaShatz and say Kaddish Kiskabel. You can't say Baruch and do Ma'ariv. It's finished. Once you finish the Kaddish Kiskabel, the Tzirif HaTzibur disappears and there's no more Tzibur. That's all Pidin when you're dealing with Dinim. But when you're dealing with the Minhagim, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. The Tzibur was in Star for Yachad to daven mincha, and they still are considered nitzar for yachad because they plan to daven ma'ariv immediately after the mincha. So there's still a hold on the tzibur, so the hadlokah saneris and shul is a hadlokah shel tzibur. What do you do on Matzoi Shabbos? On Matzoi Shabbos, we don't light in between mincha and ma'ariv. We say mincha before the shkia. We say ma'ariv after the tzeisek chom. There's an hour and a half in between. There's a long pause in between mincha and ma'ariv. So on Hamatzoi Shabbos, Rav Soloveitchik said that his minig, where he came from in Europe, was that they would light the Neres Chanukah in shul before Kaddish Tiskabel. Before, what do we do on Hamatzoi Shabbos? We say we finish Ma'ariv, and then we say usually we say Chatzi Kaddish, then we say Vihi Noyam, V'yata Kaddish, and then the Chazan says Kaddish Tiskabel, and then we say V'yitin Lecha. So the meaning in most places is that after the Chazan says Kaddish Tiskabel, after the Hinoyim, V'yata Kaddish, before V'yitin Lahor, that's when you do Hadlokas HaMemerit. Now, so Leitchik said that where he came from, the meaning was not so. They used to, the Chazan would say Chatzi Kaddish after the Tefillah Belachash, and then they would do Hadlokas HaMemerit before V'hinoyim. Because before you said Kaddish Tiskabel, so you have a Tzirif HaTzibur, they said Baruch Hu, they daven Ma'ariv, Tefillah HaTzibur, and then they didn't say Kaddish Tiskabel yet, they're still in the middle. So since you started with a minion and you didn't finish yet with the minion, if the minion would disappear, you'd still be able to say the Kaddish Tiskabel because you didn't finish the whole Tefillah HaTzibur. It's only terminated when you say Kaddish Tiskabel. So he said he thought that was the reason for the minig in the community where he came from. He said even according to the common practice, as it says in the Magen Avraham, that you do have Lokas HaMenorah on Matzoi Shabbos after the Chazan says Kaddish Tiskabel before V'yitin Lecha, so he said, but they still didn't say Havdalah. So he said, the Havdalah is considered the Havdalah Shel Tzibur. Because the Gemara has a din of Tosefes Shabbos Lefaneha and Liachreha. So there's a din of a Yochid making Tosefes Shabbos, and then there's a din of the Tzibur making Tosefes Shabbos. And he thought that the Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur, let's say, says in Shulchan Aruch, if they said already Baruch Hu in Shul, let's say in the summertime when they daven early, when they say Baruch from Meirev, or some say when they say Boy Vishalom, or some say Mizmi Shuli Yom Hashab, different opinions in Shulchan Aruch, when the Tzibur is Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos Lefaneo, so that's binding on all the Yechidim. So the same is true regarding Tosef HaShabbos Leachreha. So he thought that until the time that you say Havdalah in Shul, if the practice of the Shul is to say Havdalah, many Shuls they don't say Havdalah. But if your Shul says Havdalah, so he thought then you have a Tzirif HaTzibur for Meira, for Baruchu, for Tzvila Balachash, for the Kaddish, Kaddish Tiskabel, and that's still considered a Tzibur of Iminig, until they recite the Havdalah, because that's the Tosef HaShabbos Leachreha of the Tzibur, which is only terminated when the Chazan is going to recite the Havdalah in Shul. So you still have a Tzirif HaTzibur, so that's why it makes sense to do the Hadlokah at that time in the Shul. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Taz, Amatzoi Shabbos, which should you do first? So the Ramah says, based on the Gemara in the end of Brochas, Kol HaPukah Yomim Miachrina, that Amatzoi Shabbos, the Shaila, should you first recite Havdalah, or should you first do Hadlokas Neres Chanukah? So the Ramah says, first you do Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, and then you do Havdalah, because Havdalah, you're bidding Shabbos farewell, so you postpone the Havdalah till as long as possible. He says that's what you do in Shul, and certainly more so, and at home the same thing, you do the same at home. You should have the Havdalah later. Havdalah should follow Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. And the Taz has a long, long Arichas, where he picks on the Ramah, and a very long Taz, and he picks on the Ramah, he says, it doesn't make any sense. What do you accomplish by delaying the Havdalah? But Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is an activity of Chilul Shabbos, you're lighting candles. So what did you say, Apukah Yomim Achrinah, you're extending Shabbos longer, you're doing a Malacha now. So you should say the Havdalah before you do the Malacha. What do you accomplish, Apukah Yomim Achrinah? You're not accomplishing anything. So this is a very long task. So there's a Bir Agro on that Ramah. He writes, Ayin Taz, B'chol Dvar of the Chuyur. That's all. He says the whole Taz is wrong. So usually real Misnagdim follow the Ramah. The Misnagdim follow the Ramah, because the Bir Agro says that that's the Iker Adit. He says that's what it says in the Gemara. The official bidding farewell to Shabbos is the reciting of the Havdalah. Even though your mamish did a Malacha, Adlokas HaNeres is a Malacha, and you already said Atachan Antono before anyway, but still, the official bidding farewell is the Havdalah, so you should save the Havdalah for Leas, both the Beis HaKnesses and Babayis. And the Taz disagrees, and he says the whole thing doesn't make sense, so really it makes more sense to say Havdalah first, to get the heifer to do Malacha, and then you do the Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. That's what you should really do, both the Beis HaKnesses and Babayis. But the Taz says he doesn't want to start up the minig in Beis HaKnesses all over the world. It is like the Ramah. Minig clearly is it's very noticeable, the Beis HaKnesses. The minig is like the Ramah, that everybody first does the Hadlokas HaMenorah, then you do the Havdalah later on. So he says, not going to change that, leave that the way it is. But Babayis at home is not so conspicuous. So he says, you should do like me. Taz says, you should do like me. So that's what the Hasidim do. They follow the Taz. So the Beis HaKnesses, they do the Hadlokas HaMenorah first, and then the Havdalah and Babayis. But first say Havdalah, and then the Hadlokas HaMenorah. So Rav Soloveitchik was explaining, if the Taz holds that he's really right, that you should really do the Havdalah before Hadlokas HaMenorah, so why did he give in to the Ramah Beis HaKnesses? So the Taz gives the reason, he's not going to go against the Minig, that's Mefursam, that's very obvious, very noticeable, he doesn't want to violate the Minig. Rav Soloveitchik said, a better reason he thought why was because the whole Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses is a Hadlokah Shal Tzibur. He thought according to this Bir Agro, that he compared it to the reciting of Hallel, the Lel Pesach, the Beis HaKnesses, he thought it has to be a Hadlokah Shal Tzibur. So what constitutes a Tzibur? You have 10 people walking around in the street, that's called a Tzibur. I used to make fun. You have 10 people reading the Morgen Journal, reading the newspaper, so that's called a Tzibur. No, 10 people who are in the Tarfu Yachat to something that needs a Tzibur. So what is that? So Imitin Mincha Meirev. Okay, that's all week long. Or Matzoi Shabbos, you can't have it Imitin Mincha Meirev. It's still Shabbos. So you have to have it in the middle of Meirev. You have a Tzirif HaTzibur from Meirev, and then you have the Hadlokas HaMenorah before you finish the Tefillah of the Tzibur of the Meirev. So even if you have the minig that you had do the Hadlokas HaMenorah in Shul, after Kaddish Tiskabel, So we still didn't finish everything of the tzitzit because we didn't say Abdullah yet. But if they're going to say Abdullah already, they mamish finished. They're going to say Abdullah, then you're going to do Adlokas Hamner in Shul. So there's no tzitzit anymore. And he thought that's why, that's a better reason why in Shul you can't follow the Taz all the way. You have to do first the Adlokas Hamner and then the Abdullah. Thought that not, that the Kaddish Yosem is a private thing. It's not really needed for the tzibur. You need it. You need a minion to say Kaddish Yosem. It's not really needed for the tzibur. Erev Shabbos is also an issue. Erev Shabbos, it says more correct is that the chazan should do the halacha samdav to mincha mar. But a lot of times in the shuls, they just make mincha before the shkia by the skin of their feet. And a lot of times the chazan's chazor sashatz goes into shkia. So how can you do the halacha samdav after mincha? It says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you see that it's getting late, so then the chazan should be madlik the neiris before mincha on Erev Shabbos, and then the Magen Avraham says, even if you don't have a minyan yet, you don't even have asara in the shul yet, so what kind of a hadlaka b'tzibur is that? No, because you're going to get a tzibur later on. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father was very upset about that. He didn't like that. He said, you have to insist, even on Friday afternoon, the hadlaka samadar in shul should be even to mincha mar. You shouldn't do it before mincha. You search to do it if you don't have a minyan. You thought based on the Bir Agro that this is only a minig in shul, and you say broch on this minig, it's only if it's a hadlaka shol tziba. Hadlaka shol tziba means a tziba shen it's tar for yachad. You need 10 people. It has to be there when it's tar for yachad for the purpose of davening mincha. Rav Moshe Feinstein also is quoted as having been opposed to the practice of lighting in chagigas, or at weddings, or at get-togethers, and so on, only the Beis HaKnesses. He thought also the minhag is only Beis HaKnesses. I think Dayan Weiss and the Minchas Yitzchok also writes like that. He's not happy about the practice, the pretty widespread practice, to do hadlaka debracha, even not in the context of mincha mar. I remember Rav Soloveitchik was unhappy, so they said, okay, so the chazan, they had the chagiga. Really, he really came to chagigas. So they had a chazan, so he's not going to say the bracha b'shem amalchi, he said, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. So he got all angry about that, so the next day he gave a shiur, that's also a bracha l'matola. Even if you say Hashem Elokeinu, it's also a bracha l'matola, because the Yisr bracha l'matola, he did different suggestions on this. He brought out one suggestion as his father. The Yisr bracha l'matola is not because he said Shem Shamayim l'matola. You say Hashem Elokeinu, there's no motzi Shem Shamayim l'matola. But the Yotzi Abrocha, if you have to say Abrocha, Hashem, we know is an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokeinu, we know what it means. So it's like saying Abrocha in English. If you say in English a Yotzi, even though you said everything in translation, so if you say Hashem Elokeinu, it's like in translation. But since you would be Yotzi Abrocha, so it's enough to be called the Brocha Levatol. So you're not allowed to do that either. You want to light the candles without anything, no Brochas at all, not Hashem Elokeinu. That he wasn't opposed. But to light with a Brocha, even Hashem Elokeinu, he thought that would be a Brocha Levatol. Yeah, like talking about Hanukkah. You like the candles that tells the whole story? It's a kiyum, like talking about Hanukkah.
What if you have a mincha merv not in the Beis HaKnesses?
Where would it be? An office. Don't know. Some Rishonim say the minig is on a Beis HaKnesses because Mikdash Miyat. Shouldn't push our luck. It's a questionable, the whole thing is questionable why we say a bracha. So we should try to be careful only to say the bracha according to what the minig was. Minig was with Beis HaKnesses between Mincha Mar, shouldn't add on new thing. The Bavitcha are very touchy about this. They're very upset about this whole thing, what our salvation said. Exactly, where do you light the menorah? So it says you're not yotze the Beis HaKnesses. Why not? Because Adlaka has to be the Beis. Where is it considered Beis? So either in your home, let's say a person lights in his home. So how big is the audience who are going to see this? All I did about Adlaka is I'm nervous to get Pirsumi Nisi. Try to get maximum Pirsumi Nisi. If you light in Times Square, you get more Pirsumi Nisi. The answer is that's not the Beis. If you light inside your home, you get the very little Pirsumi Nisi. He only has 9 children. That's not enough. If he lights on the windowsill, so you get more people outside will see. So the Gemara says you should try, on the one hand, you should try to light as far away as possible to get maximum pisumi nisa, but if it's too far away, then it's not mitzarif to your baisa. How far away is acceptable? So the Mishnah Brura points out there is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Do you light al Pesach HaBayis or do you light al Pesach HaChotzer? In Bizman HaTanan, you used to have batim, which were enclosed by a chotzer. There was a wall around the chotzer, and then the chotzer used to open up into a mavui. So Rashi's opinion is that you madlik al Pesach HaBayis. And Tosfos disagrees. He says, no, you madlik al Pesach HaChotzer. That's on page 277. The Chabad Paskins like Tosfos al Pesach HaChotzer. And Mishnah Brura points out, don't forget that Rashi is not alone, and a lot of Rishonim hold like Rashi, that if you light al Pesach HaChotzer, it's too far out, you have to light dafke al Pesach HaBayis Nibachutz. As opposed to inside the Bayis, we're going to have a smaller audience. Al Pesach HaBayis on the outside, you have a slightly larger audience, all the people in the Chotzer. So in the Shulchan Aruch they pass in al Pesach HaChotzer. And the Mishnah Brura is a little shaky about that. Not so sure whether we should really. He says Rashi is not alone. The Ran, the Yosef Ruah, the Radas who pass from like Rashi, only al Pesach HaBayis. Even if you all like the Mechaber al Pesach HaChotzer, there is a Ramah in Hilchas Erevin where the Ramah writes in the name of the Trumas Hadeshin that we don't have a din of Mavoi Bizman Hazeh because we don't have a din of Chotzer Bizman Hazeh. A Chotzer is only a Chotzer if you have Batim and a wall around the Chotzer, and the people use the Chotzer with the Hishtamshis of a Chotzer. They use it to have picnics there or something. But if you don't really have picnics, let's say in an apartment building or a dormitory, and the dormitory may be different, I don't know, let's say in an apartment building, what is the hishtamshus that the tenants have in the hallways? Some people have a practice that on Leil B'dikas Chametz, they eat their Chametz B'dikas sandwiches in the hallway. But the women just cleaned up the whole house and they don't want any Chametz in the house. Okay, but that's once a year. Achas Bashana. All year long, nobody has any picnic, nobody does any homework in the hallways. Unless you're locked out of your house, you don't have the key, so you do your homework in the hallways. But normally, people don't do anything in the hallways. They just carry their packages, they stand by the door, open the door, and then they go in. So they leave their valises there for half a minute, or they leave their shopping bags there for half a minute, or sometimes for a little longer than half a minute, but they don't really use any hishtamshes. So the Ramah quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, Ein lo din mavi bizmanazeh, because ein lo din chotzeh bizmanazeh. So we quote in the name of the Chazanish that he felt that this din of Hadlok al Pesach HaChotzer, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Hilchas Chanukah, that the Hadlok should be al Pesach HaChotzer to get more pisumi nisa, but ein lo din chotzer bizman hazeh. So you wouldn't be yotze bizman hazeh if you light al Pesach HaChotzer. The only way to be yotze is either bifnim b'toch habayis, or you light al Pesach habayis mibachutz. We no longer have a chotzer, so you can't be madlik al Pesach HaChotzer. Too far away to be mitzarif to your room. That's a shaila in a dormitory. I don't know. The guys walk around in the halls in their underwear. They walk in their pajamas or they walk in their bathrobe, whatever. And they roam from one room to the other. It could be that a dormitory is like a chutz. I don't know. That's a question. But the question is, let's say a fellow's on a dormitory in the fifth floor or something like that. Then it's going to be madlik in the lobby downstairs. The lobby is further away. So that's a Pesach HaChutz there. That a chotzer, a mavri, which is it? Very questionable. Anyway, that's the problem. Lighting in the lobby of the building where you sleep is a problem. What if a person eats in one place and sleeps in another location? So then the Ramah quotes in Shuvas HaRashba that the hadlaka should be in the makam ha'achila, in the place where he sleeps. And there's a long taz there. Which the Gro does not disagree with, doesn't always disagree with the Taz. There's a long Taz, but the Taz at one point refers you to this Sugi and Erevin and Daf and Gimel and Dalet and Gimel and Beis and Dalet and Melach. But the Gemara says that the Gemara has a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, which is called Beisav. The Gemara says Benegiat the Tchum Shabbos. You measure Tchum Shabbos from your bias. If you live in a city, so you have the whole city is Kedalet Amos, then everybody has Alpine Mam outside of the city there. But let's say a guy lives in the mountains. And there is no ear around him. So you measure Alpai Mama from your bayis. So which is your bayis? What if I have one makom where I sleep and one makom where I eat? So the Gemara assumes he can't have two batim, either this or that. So where do you measure the Tchum Shabbos? So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, whether the makom achila or makom shina, the place where you sleep or the place where you eat. And the Gemara has also the machlekes minigetu asering to require Erevei Chatzeres. If you have a chatzer with many batim around the chatzer, so each one of the families in the variant batim have to give a challah and leave it in one of the houses in order to be allowed to carry in the chatzer. That's called an Erevei Chatzeres. Let's say you have 10 batim in a chatzer, so the other 9 have to put a pas shlema, have to put a challah or a matzah shlema in the 10th home. The 10th people, they live there, so they don't have to put any challah there. But the other 9, by putting a pas into the home of the 10th one, it's considered that they also live there. So that's how you take off the yisur of takana shlema melech. Shlema melech mina takana, you're not allowed to carry from the batim to the chatzah, from the chatzah to the batim, unless you make the erevei chatzeres. So the original machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is, What if there are 10 apartments and 9 of them are away? 9 are away for Shabbos. There's only one person there. So no one asks. They only ask if they're there for Shabbos. Unless they may come back in the middle of Shabbos. Let's say they're going, who went away to New Jersey. So they may, or non-observant Jews. They come back in the middle of Shabbos. And then they ask them. But if they're Shabbos Shabbos and they're away in Brooklyn, so they're not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos. So then they don't ask her on the other people. So what happens if you have a person or a family? They always eat in one location, they always sleep in a different building, totally two different buildings. I'm not talking about two different rooms in the same apartment, I'm talking about two different buildings. They eat in one place and they sleep in another place. Which one is called Beisa? So that's the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara says like this. Whenever the Gemara says, the Brachim used to have a dormitory, they used to sleep in the dormitory. They used to have an arrangement to eat by Balabatim, and the Balabatim did not treat them nicely. He used to treat them like the Yiddish expression goes, like stepchildren. He used to give their children big portions of food, and the Bachman from the yeshiva, they gave peanuts. So the Bachman did not enjoy eating by the Balabatim. So, and the Kavua, every Shabbos, they always ate by these Balabatim. So because they didn't enjoy it, so the Gemara says, for sure, the Makam Hashina wins. Which of the two is called Beisos? So the place where they sleep, they enjoy. The place where they eat, they don't enjoy. Or let's say one is more private. We all eat together in the cafeteria. We have 150 people eating together in the cafeteria. In the dormitory rooms, you only have, how many people do you have? 3, 4, 5. You don't have 150. So it's much more private. So the one that's more private is called Beisa as opposed to the one that's more public. Well, let's say one is Kavua, one is Aroi. The Mishnah Berurah has like this. Let's say I'm visiting by my parents, by my in-laws. I'm visiting, I'm going to eat by them tonight, one of the nights of Hanukkah. Then I'm going to go back home and go to sleep in my home. My home, I always sleep in my home all year long. I always eat my parents' home once in a long while. I'm married already. I don't eat their kavua. So if one is kavua, one is aroi, so the one that's kavua wins. If they're both equally kavua, both equally aroi, so then the one that's more private wins. If they're both equally private, so the one that's more comfortable wins. If everything is equal, they're both equally kavua or aroi. They're both equally comfortable or both equally uncomfortable. And both equally private, both equally not private. So then we paskin hilchaseke rabbi sur. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, then we paskin like Rab. Then the mokka machila wins. That's what the Taz says is the mokka for the Shuvas HaRajbo. The Rajbo didn't mean to say that if you have a choice of lighting the menorah in the dining room where you're eating or in the bedroom where you sleep, that you light in the dining room. That's not what it means, mokka machila. It means that you have two different apartments. One apartment you're going to sleep, and one apartment is in Bronx, and one apartment is in Manhattan, whatever. One you're going to sleep, and one you're going to eat tonight, and they're both equally kavua, or they're both equally aroi, they're both equally comfortable or uncomfortable, or so on. So then, when it comes, bottom line, the machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, so we pass them like Rab, the mokam pita, the place where your food is, the mokam achila is the ikar. So half a week that his bias is here, half a week his bias is there. The Braisa Maseches Sofrim, which is quoted in the Gemara, has a whole arichas regarding Havlokas Neres Chanukah, that there are three levels of fulfilling the mitzvah. The basic mitzvah can be fulfilled by Ner Yishud Beisa, by lighting only one candle for the whole family. And if you want to be from the Mahadrim, usually in connection with other mitzvahs, they don't tell you a recommendation how to do Mahadrim. tzitzis and tefillin, you learn Mishnah Berurah, he gives you all ahidr, ahin, and ahidr, ahin, should be medactic to do this and that and the other thing, and this sheet and the other sheet. And here the Braisa writes as if that's the way they set it up in the Lechatchila. There's three levels of observance. There's the basic mitzvah, then you have Mahadrin, there's Ne'elach Alech at Ne'echad, then you have HaMahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, is Moshe B'Holech, and so on. And the Machlek is Bisham and Bisilo, in the Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin. How are you supposed to do it? So the Pnei Yeshua points out, this is so strange that you have, sounds as if in the Ikar HaTakonim, that's the way they set it up, that there are three levels of fulfilling the mitzvah, the basic fulfillment with the Mahadrin, and the Mahadrin, Manish Tana, this mitzvah from all the other mitzvahs. So the Pnei Yeshua has a famous suggestion. He says, why was it really necessary to have the whole Neser, the Pach Hashem? And the din is that if you have a korban shizmana kavua, a korban that has to be brought on a specific day, and if you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah on that day, it's going to be over yom batul korban, you'll just lose the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. So then the din is that it's deicha tuma, it's korban betuma. So burning shemen in the menorah is also considered a form of hakrovas hakorban. It's in the Beis Hamikdash, and the din is the same. That if you don't have shemen tahor, you only have shemen tomei, and you can't get shemen tahor, so you can fulfill the mitzvah with the shemen tomei. So why did the Rabbanu Shel Olam bother to make a miracle? The Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't go out of his way to change teb all the time. Why did he make a miracle? It was unnecessary. The pach hashemen should have been, they had shemen tahor for one day, they should have used that the first day. And then the next day they should have used shemen tomei. Why was it necessary for the Rabbanu Shel Olam to make a miracle in order to fulfill the mitzvah with shemen tahor? So he said, the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to show how much he loves the Jewish people, that they should fulfill the mitzvah dehidura. The mitzvah dehidura is to bring the carbon to do the havlokah b'shem and tohar. The thing is, if you do b'shem and tohar, maybe you have no choice. So you're yotzei also, but it's an incomplete fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah dehidura, it should be shem and tohar. So the Rebbeinu Shlom went out of his way, and he made a nes in order that Bnei Yisrael should fulfill the mitzvah dehidura. That's why when the Chachamim instituted the mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash, they instituted with Hidurim and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. What exactly? An interesting suggestion. Not everybody agrees with this analysis of the Pnei Yeshua. Others hold that the Ikara did. They wouldn't be permitted to use Shem and Tomei for the menorah. The Pri Chodesh has a suggestion, which all the later Achrayim jump on, they don't know what in the world he's talking about. Then the Netziv says, why didn't they know? Just said over the Rambam. The Chodesh just said, oh, no one remembers the Rambam. He says that the din, that the Tumah is Mutar B'Tzibur, is only if it's Tumas Meis. If it's any other Tumah, then it's not Mutar B'Tzibur. So everybody jumps on the Pri Chodesh. What is he talking about? Tosfos says B'Feirush that all Tumas Magor is Mutar B'Tzibur to the exclusion of Tumah HaYotzeh Olam Migufoy. But the Shemen, it can't be Tumah Yotzeh Migufoy. What the Shemen is a Zav Zav and Nidri Yolev is a Mitzurah. The Shemen is a Balkari. The Shemen has Tumas Magra. It was Makabal Tumah from outside. So whatever it is only Tumas Magra. So the Netziv writes, yeah, that's what Tosfos says, B'kama Mutamis. But the Rambam says, only Tumas Meis is Mutar B'Tzibur. Even Tumas Sheretz not. So apparently the Pri Chodesh suggests that the Tumah, that the Pach HaShemen, the oil the oil had, was a maga of a zav. Tosfos explains the begoyim on the akum that all the nochem have a din like a zav. So maga hazav is mitami the shemen. So that's not tumas meis. The Pri Chodesh says according to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. And others give a different teretz. Others point out that the Gemara says the Pharisees had to make a new menorah. The old menorah was defiled because it was used for avodah zarah purposes. Not only did they make a Chanukah hamizbeach, they made a new mizbeach, they made a new menorah as well. Now the Mishnah tells us in Menachos, whenever you make a new menorah, you have to be mechanech the new menorah. When you just construct the menorah, so it's not yet kosher to use it to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlokas hamenorah. So how you mechanech the menorah? So the Gemara points out, kol hakelim shasa Moshe, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, he did meshicha b'shem min ha-mishcha. He had to do, it was a haru ha-shoh, only for those kelim, meshichasa mikat shasa. He had to do a Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishkah. But after the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikami Yelech was Avodosa Mechan Chosam. They had to do the Avodah. They had to, by doing the Avodah of Hadlokah, Samenoire, this would be Mechanach the Menorah and give it the status of it. But how can you do the Hadlokah Samenoire if it doesn't have the full din of a Menorah? So the Rishonim say, Boin Keachot. By doing the Hadlokah Samenoire, it gives it the status of a Kosher Menorah. And once it's a Kosher Menorah, so then the Hadlokah is considered a Hadlokah Samenoire. So can you really say, so the Rishonim give the Balei HaTosfos on Chumash, right? That's can Balei HaTosfos write this answer. When can you say that you can be madlik b'shem and tomei If you have a menorah which is already mekudeshes b'kedushas ha-menorah, already has its chinuch as a menorah, and you're mechuyev to be madlik the menorah today. And if you're not going to be madlik today, it'll be over yom ha-bapul karbani. You'll miss the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. So that's called a karban shezman kavua. Kavua, you have to be madlik the menorah today. What if I have a menorah that was adayin loy nischancho? I wasn't mechanecha yet. So if I will be madlik the menorah, it'll be boin ki'echot. The chinuch will be bo ki'echot together with the adlok. But you can't really say you're mechuyev to be madlik the menorah. No, it doesn't have the status of menorah yet. So the first time you're doing the hadlokas ha-menorah, you can't be yelach after the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's going to be avodasa mechan chosim. So the first hadlokas ha-menorah is going to serve not only as a hadlok, it's going to be the chinuch ha-menorah. And it's going to be a boin ki'echot. Kol zman you weren't mechanachid yet, so there is no chiyuv to do the hadlok. So you can't really call that as zman kavua. You can't really say you're mechuyev to be madlik no matter, otherwise you're going to miss the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. If there's no kosher menorah yet, so there's no mitzvah yet. So the, if they wouldn't have had any shemen tohar at all, if they wouldn't have had any shemen tohar at all, they wouldn't have been able to do the first hadlok. That doesn't really answer the kasha. It depends how you word your question. If the question would have been, why did they need any shemen tohar at all? Even if there wouldn't be any shemen tohar, they'd be able to be madlik of shemen tohar. So that would have been a good answer, but that wasn't the question. The Rishonim didn't give the right answer over here. There was enough oil for one hadlok, so they had for the first night. So the question is, why was it necessary to have an es for the second night? So the second night it was ready nischanach from the first night. So the second night would have been karban shezman kavua. Then they would have been allowed to use shemen tohar. The Rishonim said this is the answer to the kasha. They had a different kasha. They were explaining, what did they need the pach shemen for? They're not answering, why was it necessary to make a nes that it should burn for 8 days. Why was it necessary to have one pach shemen of shemen tohar? Even if everything would have been tameh, there would not have been any problem. So they say, no, there would have been a problem, because that's not called a korban shezman kavua. But you still have the question that Pnei Yeshua worded, that's still a good question. That I think he quotes the kasha from the Chafetz Tzvi, earlier generation, that why was it necessary to make a nes once the menorah was already nischancha with the first hadlokas, and then you can do the rest of the hadlokas in the state of tumah? So the answer is what the Pnei Yeshua said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to demonstrate chibos and show Israel that he gave us an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah bishlei musa in the state of Tahara. That's really a question in recent Svarim. Are you really yotzei the mitzvah? Let's say you have a menorah and you put in so much oil it's going to burn straight for a month. Are you yotzei the mitzvah of hadlokah? So don't you have to have every day a separate hadlokah? If you put in the oil and it burns straight for 8 days, so you're yotzei 8 days worth, or only yotzei the first days? The miracle is a miracle. No one's denying it. But were they yotzei the mitzvah of hadlokah ha-menorah the last 7 days? Maybe they weren't yotzei anything. That's questionable. Quote a pilpul from Rav Chayim and from the Gevura Rebbe, a shaila about that. Were the yotzei and the mitzvah the last 7 days? Because they didn't do the hadlokah the second night, the third night, the fourth night. They just did the hadlokah the first night. Are you not yotzei? The mitzvah is to do a hadlokah every day. The Gemara has in the first sugi of Chanukah, the Machloekes Hamoraim, where the kopsa zokut lo, or kopsa ain't a zokut lo, a person lit in their Chanukah. So if he didn't have enough oil and it goes out in the middle of the half hour, so he wasn't yotzei at all. He didn't do a hadlokah that was oimed to last for a half hour. Or if he did a hadlokah with such a poor wick that we could have told him in advance it's not going to burn. The oil is no good, the wick is no good. Or he lights in a place where the wind is blowing. So that's not called a kosher hadlokah. What if he did everything normally? The oil was good, the wick was good, and the wind was not blowing, and then something happened later on and it blew out. Is he obligated to rekindle the menorah now? So that's a machlokes, and we pass in kopsa ain't a zokut lo. Kopsa ain't a zokut lo. The Ner Chanukah goes out, there's no need to rekindle it. The Mechaber has a startling statement where he combines together two different sugyas in the Gemara to make them into one. It's on page 285, Tofrei Shain Gimel Siv Beis. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, the fichach and kopsa. He puts together the two different discussions. If the Ner Chanukah goes out, you have to light it again as one machlokes, and we pass in kopsa ein zokuklo, doesn't have to light it over again. Then the Gemara had a different discussion whether hadlokos and mitzvah hanachos and mitzvah. So So Mechaber puts the two together. He says, because we paskin hadlaka oisa mitzvah is really siman tov rei shayin hei. And here he's writing kavsa in a zakka klosa. He gives us an introduction. The reason why kavsa, you don't have to rekindle the menorah, is because hadlaka oisa mitzvah. It's interesting. It's a question whether the Rishonim understood it like that, that these two Gemaras were connected. The Gemaras never put together. The Mechaber adds on from the Trumas Adeshin, and this is a big debate, what if you lit the menorah on Erev Shabbos, the proper amount of oil and the wicks were acceptable and so on, the wind was not blowing there, and then something occurs, let's say one of the babies runs over, knocks over the whole menorah. Everything, all the flames are extinguished before you even then Shabbos lit. So if you want, you can really light over the candles again. Maybe the din of kavsa enu zokutla means, although you should really have a hadlaka that should last for a half an hour, so that many people will see the nearest Hanukkah to accomplish more pifumini, so people are going to walk around in the street. So the first minute, 10 people will see. The next minute, another 10 minutes, a lot of people will see. But if the Ner Hanukkah goes out after 2 minutes, after 3 minutes, so at least 30 people saw the menorah, you didn't have 1,000 people see the menorah. But if you lit the menorah on Erev Shabbos, and it goes out before Shabbos even begins, before Shtir, you didn't even have a partial Kima Mitzvah at all. There was no partial Pesumimis. It has a shame there, but the Kima Mitzvah only begins after Tzeisak Kochavim, when it's making Pesumimis and then. So maybe here everyone should agree that Kavsa Zokotla, maybe you have to rekindle the menorah with all the brachas all over again. The Mechaber quotes a Trumas Hadeshin, no. Afilu be'erev Shabbos, Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos, Adayin Humer Bogyom, Einu Zokuklo. The Tavs, Einu Zokuklo, is not because you had a partial Kiyama Mitzvah and a partial Pisumi Nisa, or Maspik Bazer. No. You have no partial Kiyama Mitzvah at all. One Hadlaka to a customer. You already did your Hadlaka. Hadlaka is a Mitzvah. Tavs are finished. You don't have to do another Hadlaka, even though you weren't Yotze anything. So needless to say, many Achareinim are not happy with this Trumas Hadeshin, and they think it should be kindled, but the question is, should you say a bracha again? And they say, well, out of respect for the Trumas Hadeshin, already give it, don't say a bracha on the second Hadlaka. But to do a second Hadlaka, Pashtus is that you should. Also, long Taz, a lot of Achareinim disagree.
Does the Trumas Hadeshin say that you don't have it, or that you
you don't have to rekindle and therefore you don't say a bracha? He says, Kofso, Ein Ozokot to apply even if it went out before this man. Let's say I lit it Shkia, I lit it Plaga Mincha. I'm going to a wedding, going to Eretz Yisrael, I lit it Plaga Mincha, and it's an hour before the Shkia, and I'm ready to leave, and not all of a sudden someone knocks over by accident, they knocked over the whole menorah and everything went out. I didn't hear say anything yet. So he says, you don't have to be lighting it. You don't have to be light. Once you did a hadlaka, Adlaka is the mitzvah, kavsa in the zok. Puts together. Adlaka is the mitzvah, kavsa in the zok. And the others are not so convinced. They think maybe kavsa in the zok means that the partial pisum is sufficient. But if you have zero, so then you're left with nothing. The Hasidim are makbid on the suggestion of the Pirkei Yosef in the name of one of the Mekubolim on page 294. This is quoted in the Shari Tshuva on Simen Tafrei Shain Test, that in the, since the Hadlokas HaMenorah Zechel HaMikdush and the Beis HaMikdush, there was a Seder, Abai HaMasada Seder HaMarachim Shemar B'Gmar B'Libba Dar Shol, what do you do first, what do you do second? At the end of the day, they used to bring the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, and after the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, then it would be Madlik the Menorah. Hadlaka Sam Menorah would be the last Avodah of the day. So since the Hadlaka that we do is Zecher LeMikdash, and the Mikdash, the Hadlaka Sam Menorah was the last Avodah done after the HaKrovas Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, so that's what the Birkei Yosef quotes Mekubalim would say, that you should always daven Mincha before you bench Chanukah Lechta. Shaila comes up, Erev Shabbos. Normally, of course, we daven Mincha before you come home after Ma'ariv and you bench Chanukah Lech. But the Shaila is, what if it's Erev Shabbos? So normally people bench Chanukah Lech, they go to Shul and Dab Mincha and Ma'ariv. So the Chassidim are very medactic about this. It's called them Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Chassidim, many will be so medactic, even if they prefer to Dab and Mincha B'Yechidus, if it's necessary in order to be makbid about this. Davad lokas amenorah following me. That's a question. How far you have to go? Because the first one who came up with this einfall was from the 1700s. So the shayla is how far do you have to go with this chumrah? The Gemara has a machlokes also in the first sugya of Chanukah, in the beginning, in the middle of the sugya of Kofsa. If the next Chanukah goes out, you have to light it again. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether mutar l'shtamish li'or Chanukah or osur l'shtamish li'ora. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that it's osur l'shtamish li'ora. Now you're not permitted to get hanoyah from the ora now. And there are three different reasons that are given in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. So Rashi always writes also the shtamish liora because it won't be nikkur that it's a ner chanukah. It won't be nikkur that it's a ner chanukah. You want to have pirsum and nisim. You want to have hecker. So they always used to have candles at home in order to use. So the guy's going to be mishtamish liora ner. Won't be nikkur. The pashtus in the Gemara, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this. Everybody agrees. Let's say the fellow. Everybody at night needs a candle to see what he's doing. Because my mother had no electric light. So let's say the guy's going to have, instead of having the regular candle that he has, he's going to light this candle, going to light the regular candle, and going to say, Baruch Lahalik Neshal Chanukah, and use it on his table kavui. He's going to eat supper, he's going to read, he's going to do his homework, everything. So that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Pashtus says that everybody agrees that you're not Yotzer with that. You certainly have to have a separate Ner for Ner Shabbos and a separate Ner for Ner Chanukah. That's given in the Gemara. You need a separate candle for Ner Shabbos, separate for Ner Chanukah. Holidays, there's no hecker. The only time it's a machlek is in the Gemara. He has a separate ner for Shabbos and a separate ner for Chanukah, but it's going to be mishtamish liora ner of Chanukah. So do you say it also takes away from the hecker? No, everybody knows that's the ner Shabbos and this is the ner Chanukah. The Rashi keeps on repeating this explanation that the reason why you're not allowed to use the ner Chanukah is because it's going to be lacking hecker, even if you have it in a Chanukah, yeah, and this is in a can a leichter for Shabbos, and everybody knows this is Shabbos and this is Chanukah. Takes away from the heck. The Gemara at one point does not say like that. The Gemara has this debate: is a mutar l'shtamish liora, is a osur l'shtamish liora. The Gemara asks the kasha: v'chiner Chanukah kedusha yesh bo? What, it has kedusha? What kind of kedusha? Why is it osur l'shtamish liora? The Gemara makes fun. The Gemara says no. You know, osur l'shtamish liora because of bizui mitzvah. How do you know you have to do mitzvahs in a fashion that's the kovedik? So the Gemara quotes the Braisa. That when one does kisri hadam, see, it's not proper to. You can do kisri hadam either with your hands to push the sawdust over the dam, or you can kick it with your foot. So the Gemara says, "Bamesha shochat yichase." He doesn't shech the chicken with his foot; he shechs the chicken with his hand. So the same hand, "Veshochat v'chisa," "Bamesha shochat yichase." Just like he does the shechita with his hand, so he should do the kisri hadam with his hand. Shelo yehim mitzvahs bezuyasov. Shouldn't be mevazen the mitzvah. So similarly over here, if a person will be nana liyaran there. This will constitute a bizui mitzvah. And some Rishonim hold that although the Gemara asked v'chi ner kedusha yesh bo, does it have kedusha? That was a question, and then the Gemara said, no, that's not the reason why it's also the shtamish liyor. The reason why it's also the shtamish is because shelo yehi mitzvahs bizui salav. Of this whole no. According to the final maskana, that is the reason. Haneris halola kodeshein. As we say in the Nusach, that Nusach comes from the Masech HaSofa, and there is a lot. So perhaps the Maskana, the real Maskana, is that the Ner is HaKodesh. The Gemara asks, the Kedusha Yesh, what can it be? The answer is yes. We treat the Ner as if they were the Ner of the Beis HaMikdash, Zechel HaMikdash, and the Ner of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to be Nene. That would be a violation of the Ila Behegdash. So too, we're not allowed to get any Hanoah from the Ora Ner at all. See, these are really three different explanations, three different opinions that are given by the Rishonim. Halacha l'maaseh, why do we paskin that it's also l'shtamish liora? Is it because of biza mitzvah? Is it because of heker, Rashi always says? Or is it because haneris halal kodeshim? Is there any difference halacha l'maaseh? So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Baal HaMor, who raises the possibility, this is the last line in the Mechaber, page 283. You're not allowed to use the neris Chanukah for your own purposes. So the first opinion is also rafidu tashmish shal kedusha kegol luma toira l'ora ner. The person wants to learn Torah. So what are you going to say? Bizui mitzvah. What is he mevazer the ner Chanukah? He's using it to learn to be mavi sedra or something. And then the Mechaber quotes v'yesh mishamatir the tashmish shal kedusha. And those who hold that that's mutter. That the only reason why it's also to be mishtamish liora ner is because of bizei mitzvah. And a bizei mitzvah is only if you use it for secular purposes. But if you're going to use it for dovish ol kedusha, that would be permissible. Also, but it's only the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishon Lezion, that's only going to use it derech haroi. The guy's going to sit to learn a Rashba for an hour by the Ora Ner Chanukah. It's not going to be nikah that it's Nishem Ner Chanukah. It means that Tashmish haroi doesn't really take away from the Heker. And the whole reason for it's also the Shtam Shliora, even Bikrei B'Alma, is only because of these mitzvahs. So if this, he's doing another mitzvah with it, so then you have neither the problem of Heker nor the problem of these mitzvahs. This is a shaila aloch l'maisa. We don't allow use of the nechaniga even for tashmish amitzvah. Gemara says that when one lights neres chanukah, he recites the three brachas, lahalik nor shal chanukah and shuras nisim and shech yonu on the first night, and the rest of the nights he only say two brachas. But one who didn't light neres chanukah. Let's say there's a bum who sleeps in the park, the homeless, the Shem Shabbos homeless guy, so when he sees the nearest Chanukah, he should say a Birchus HaRoyah. So the Birchus HaRoyah in the first night of the second two brachas, he doesn't say Lahadlik is not doing the Hadlokas. The first night he says the two, Shosan Nisim and Shach Yonu, and the rest of the nights of Chanukah, if the homeless fellow sees someone else's menorah, so he only says the Shosan Nisim, he doesn't say the Shach Yonu. There is a big machlokes in Rishonim. What is the idea that the Madlik says all the three brachas? The second two brachas, Shasa Nisim and Shachyana, does he say as the Birchus HaRoeh? So he should really say, Lahadik Na Shachanik Alayta Menorah. And after he sees the candle, then he says, Shasa Nisim and Shachyana, as a Roeh. But he say, no. HaMadlik says all the three brachas as a Birchus HaMitzvah. And a Birchus HaMitzvah has to be recited Oyvel Asiyosam. That's what the Ramo quotes in the name of the Maharil, that all the three brachas should be recited Oyvel Asiyosam. That's the Ramo on page 289 and Tafrei Shain Vav Siv Beis. Mivroch kol ha-brachas kodim sheyaschil lahadlik. You should say all the three brachas before you begin the whole hadlaka. The Maharil holds that the one who does a hadlaka, so all the three brachas are considered like a birchas ha-mitzvah. Let's say when you do pidyon ha-ben. So the Gemara says Hilchos Avi Aben Mivorach Shtai. The last line in Gemara Pesachim. Avi Aben says the bracha Shekadoshan Satsonu Al Pidyon Aben, and then he says Shech Yonah. So does he say the Shech Yonah before he gives over the money to the kohen, or after he does the mitzvah? So our practice, there are two girsas in the Mechaber, two girsas in the Yerudei and Shulchan Aruch. So all the editions that we have today say that you say that both brachas Oyvel Asiyosam, the Shech Yonah in conjunction with the mitzvah is considered when, let's say, you say Shech Yonu at the time of Netilas Lulav, Shech Yonu at the time of Tkiya Shefer, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Sukkot. So when you say Shech Yonu after the Tkiyas, no, you say the Oyvel Asiyosam. So the Shech Yonu over here also is treated like a Birchus HaMitzvah that's recited before. Whatever you have a Shech Yonu together with a Birchus HaMitzvah, so we treat the Shech Yonu as if it's also a Birchus HaMitzvah, and we say the Oyvel Asiyosam. That's our practice. There are others that the old gears in the Mechabit that by Pidyon HaBen, Avi HaBen Mivorach Shtayim, the first bracha he says before he gives the money to the Kohen, Shech Yonah, he says after. But we don't have that gears, so we always say the Shech Yonah before. What's the Shosan Nisim? Why the bracha of Shosan Nisim is said Oyvel Asiyosam? That's also Birchus HaMitzvah. That's a Birchus HaMitzvah. When do we say Shosan Nisim? Whenever Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggests, and whenever we're about to perform a mitzvah which is supposed to contain within it an element of Pesumei Nisim. But then you say it's like a Birchus HaMitzvah on the Pesumei Nisa aspect of the mitzvah. So that's also Birchus HaMitzvah. So when the Madlik, when a person is lighting candles, so he says all the three brachas Oyvel Asiyosam, that's the Maharil. And the Nitziv has a long arichas in his commentary on the Shilpas, where he quotes that many disagree with this Maharil. And he says the Masechah Sofim says against the Maharil. Masechah Sofim says that he only says the first bracha Lahadlik Ner Shalchanik Oyvel Asiyosam. Then it says in Masechah Sofim that he says Haneris Halalu right away, and then he says later after he finishes Haneris Halalu, then he says the Shosan Nisim and the Shech Yonah. So obviously the Masechah Sofim seems to assume that the Shosan Nisim and Shech Yonah of the Madlik is B'toris Birchus HaRoeh. Everybody's equal. The homeless bum who sleeps in the park with the one who lights at home, they say Shosan Nisim and Shech Yonah was the same as a Birchus HaRoeh. It's not a Birchus HaMitzvah that should be recited over Lasiyos. <clears throat> interesting that the Masechet Sofim introduces Haneiros Halalu in between the first bracha and the next brachas. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, one perhaps gets the impression from this Masechet Sofim, usually we assume all the piyutim are Roman Hagim. Most of them came from the Hasidim. Let's say, someone's going to say, Mo's Tzur is Ma'akev. Mo's Tzur is not Ma'akev. Even the first standard is not Ma'akev. It's a later minute. So what's on there is a lot. Where did that come from? So here it's a Brice and Masechet Sofim. Sure, Masechet Sofim is not from the Tanoim or the Amoraim. It's from the Gaoni Eretz Yisrael. And Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, it often reflects the Minhagi Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the Minhagi Mad Bavel. But still, it's a pretty early source. It's Kufus HaGayim. Rav Soloveitchik said one perhaps gets the impression as if reciting Haneiros Halalu is the Kuvah. That if you just, if you're in a rush and you just light candles, you're not saying Haneiros Halalu. It could be that you're not Yoytzeh. Why? What's that is? So he thought that maybe since the purpose of Hadlokas Hamner is to accomplish Pisumi Nisa, so maybe whenever you have a mitzvah Pisumi Nisa, you have to tell some, you have to verbalize it, you have to tell the story. On Pesach night, we have Heseben, Abrikosis. The Gemara says it's for the purpose of Pisumi Nisa. So we have the whole Haggadah, and on Mikra Megillah, it's also for the purpose of Pisumi Nisa. We have the whole Alanga Megillah. We tell the Alanga Megillah, the whole story. And on Hanukkah night, when we light the menorah, also for the purpose of Pisumi Nisa. So if you're not going to say anything about what happened, so maybe one is not Yetzir. So he thought, he had the impression from this line in the Masechet Sofim that they were of the opinion that the reciting of Haneiros Halalu is perhaps Ma'akev. That you don't accomplish the Pesumi Nisa unless you say something about it. But this is a big, this Nekuda, the Machlokes, the Ramah, the Shein Maharil, and the Masechet Sofrim representing the other opinion. This is a major Machlokes of Rishonim. Rashi has the two Pshatim already. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Rashi already has the two Pshatim. When the Gemara has this Takana of the Vichas HaRoeh, that one who sees someone else's Ner Chanukah says, Shasem Nisim Shafyonu, is this only if Ein lo bayis vein osid lahadlik, that this guy was yotzei hadlokas? Why? Because madlik for him at home? So then he doesn't have to say any brachas at all. Even though he didn't hear any brachas, he was yotzei hadlokas, there's no need for him to have a brachas aroi. And other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, what are you talking about? There is no such thing.